from Centuria High School at Riggins Field as it's the Bulldogs versus the Panthers on 96.9 The Pulse. Rossville was very close to being eliminated last Friday at Jackson Heights as they trailed by 17 points on three separate occasions. They came through with scoring drives every time they needed it in those situations to give themselves a chance. Then trailing 38-21, with 5 minutes and 30 seconds left in the game, the Bulldogs put together a remarkable rally that will be talked about for many years. Rossville scored 21 consecutive points in 2 minutes and 23 seconds, helped by recovering not one, but two onside kicks to put the 17-point deficit into a 42-38 victory. Senior quarterback Jason Horak threw for 277 yards, 4 touchdowns, and scored the game-winning points with 307 left for the victory. Centralia, meanwhile, has rattled out 9 straight wins since a Week 2 loss at Mid-Buchanan, Missouri, who, by the way, is in the Class 2 state quarterfinals in Missouri with a 12-0 record. Last Friday, the Panthers dominated the line of scrimmage and were out to a 46-14 blowout win in the state quarterfinals. Senior quarterback Jake McClincy had himself a night, rushing for 262 yards and 4 touchdowns as the Panthers moved on to the semifinals and then watched on the long bus ride back. Still rallied to beat Jackson Heights, giving the Panthers the home field advantage tonight. Here's the time. Especially over the past 15 years. Centralia has won 4 state titles in 2009, 2011, 2013, 2019, while the Bulldogs have won 5 state titles all since 2018, 3 in Class 3A, the 3-peat in 14, 15, and 16, and went back-to-back state titles in 2A back in 2020 and 2021. And now, both these schools are just 2 wins away from adding another state championship trophy to their collection. Centralia has been in the playoffs 8 straight years, Rossville making their 7th straight playoff appearance. These 2 teams have met 12 times on the gridiron, and Rossville has won the last 8 meetings. The last time Centralia beat Rossville back in 2010. They've only met twice in the playoffs, and they split those matchups at 1 apiece. It's Update Friday. Only 4 teams remaining in every class. Our winner of this tonight comes on the next Saturday's 1A state title game, and that's just from the season with the winner of the night. Coming up next, I'll be joined by both head coaches, Derek Thomas of Rossville. This is high school football on 96.9 The Pulse, our free MSC Radio app, and postatsac.com.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between 2 televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Grounded on the go is Topeka's first mobile coffee camper, serving your favorite drinks including iced hot lattes, Lotus Energy drinks, Grounded Creations, and more. And right now, they are booking 2025 events, festivals, corporate events, and pop-ups. They will bring the energy to you. Learn more at the Grounded on the Go Facebook page.
Do you wonder which cattle mineral to use each year? With so many on the market, it can be daunting to choose the perfect mineral that checks all the boxes for your herd's unique needs. At Countryside Feed, they're here to help simplify that process. Their nutrition professionals are happy to work with producers to create a mineral program custom to their herd. Visit their website, countrysidefeed.com, to learn more about their products, their team, and their current mineral promotions. Countryside Feed.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
Locally owned and operated for 25 years, Miller Motors in Rossville is proud to support area communities. Miller Motors offers the finest in used vehicles and has a terrific service department. It's your next vehicle at Miller Motors, 215 West Highway 24 in Rossville.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
Wade Gershon back with you. It's our high school football playoff game of the week, 1A state semifinals tonight on 96.9 The Pulse. And joining me to talk about the matchup between Centralia and Rossville is the head coach of the Bulldogs, Derek Hamas. His team fresh off a crazy come-from-behind victory in the quarterfinals last week at Jackson Heights, 42-38. And coach, I texted you and I asked, did you see anything like that in your life, whether a coach or a player? And your response was never. Can you just, now that you've had time to think about this a little bit, how improbable was that comeback, especially considering how good the opponent was, you were on the road, and the stakes that were so high with your season on the line?
There were numerous situations in the last 6 minutes of the game, and had we not executed one of those situations, we wouldn't have won. So our backs were against the wall. We had zero margin for error, and we did everything necessary in terms of execution to finish the ball game. So I could be wrong on this, but I can't remember an incomplete pass going down the stretch for us. So our offensive execution was really good. Our pass protection in a two-minute scenario that we had to do three times. We had three two-minute offensive scenarios that we had to execute. We didn't give up a sack, and I'm not remembering a pressure off the top of my head. And probably the most improbable of all of it would be to recover two onside kicks. So we mess up any of those scenarios. We don't come out on top.
Yeah, there was no negative plays. I was thinking the same thing, coach. There wasn't an offensive hold on your line. There wasn't a false start. There wasn't a turnover. There wasn't a sack, as you mentioned. And you did everything right the final 5.5 minutes of that game after you were down 38-21. I want to focus on something that maybe was overlooked by some too, and that was that you had your onside kick specialist. and how about Cameron Miller coming through with not one but two well-executed onside kicks, and then Makai Jackson was the recipient. He was the one who was able to recover both of them.
I've had to say this this week as we discovered Cameron, as he was a scout team player when we practiced our hands team in the middle of the season, and he did it really well, and our scout team executed on us. And I'm like, let's make this guy our onside kicker. You know, we don't, at least last week, we didn't deceive or try to misguide on the direction of the kick. We just wanted to put it on the ground hard and hope the ball bounced. And, you know, Makai, along with some other guys, were covering hard, and they did a good job.
There were three times in this game on Friday, coach, where you were down by three possessions. You were down 24-7. You scored before halftime. I said during the broadcast, you really feel like it's a must-score situation because Jackson Heights will get the ball to start the second half, and you go down and you score. You're down 31-14, same situation. You feel like you have to score. The game probably is in serious doubt. Your kids respond and you score. And then, of course, 38-21, they score with 5.5 to play. You go right down the field and score in less than a minute, and you're back to within 10. What does that say about your team when your backs are against the wall many different times on Friday, and yet you always seem to have a response when you really, really needed it?
Well, we had three football games at the beginning of the season that we were in the same scenario. You ask about the kids in each one of those situations. There was positivity. There was talk of what we had to do in all of our timeouts and any time that we were able to try to adjust and get things done. And this group, and we've had to work on it. We've got some resolve, and there is
Jackson, a couple of touchdown receptions for you, the recovery of two onside kicks in that win. But also I want to ask you about the offensive line. You've told me you kind of mixed and matched it at times, and now you're kind of full strength, or you got the starting five there, but you've developed some depth on the offensive line. Your offensive line, you mentioned, you know, there wasn't a breakdown in protection there late in the game when everything had to go right for you. No mistake there. You had almost 500 yards of offense and pretty good balance, almost 200 rushing, nearly 300 passing. I would imagine you had to feel pretty good about your offensive line's play against a really good opponent.
Yeah, I do, and the longer we get a play, I think the better that group's going to be. Because you're right, we haven't had a lot of stability through the course of the year. We've thrown some different combinations out there, right now we've settled on a senior laden group. All five of them are seniors, and that means they've seen a lot of football and they've got a lot of experience. And we were just really happy with how they did. Our pass protection this year has not been great at times, and I think that's one thing. When you play a difficult schedule at the beginning of the year, people expose you, and then you just work your tail off to make improvements in that area. And I would say that group has improved, and it's not just five kids, because you know, we work in anywhere from 7 to 9 kids. And we have some good quality depth there if something happens.
You have a matchup in the 1A state semifinals coming up here later tonight against the Centralia Panthers. Centralia coming in 10-1. The only loss was to a school on the road in Missouri. A convincing win over Pittsburgh Colgan down in Pittsburgh, winning that one 46-14 last week. And they run the single wing. They don't throw the ball a ton, but they definitely can hurt you with the pass from time to time with some big plays. What's the approach? How difficult is it, or how different is it to prepare for a team that runs that type of offense?
Well, we have in a weird way a familiarity with them. We've scheduled them. Centralia has more been willing, you know, to play us in the past. So I would say off the top of my head, I think we've had three home and homes with them, so I think we've had 6 matchups. And then I remember in 2015, we played them twice in one year, and they had a really good football team that we had to beat in a regional round. We've seen them before. You know, now Roger Oldhouse is the head man over there, and we've always known that he's had his hand in their success in the past. The interesting thing is he's added his flavor to it, so things are a little bit different. When you talk about Centralia, what may be different, there's something that's always similar and the same, and that's the physicality and the toughness of the kids. So he's doing a good job with them. We have to be ready for the single wing and the misdirection that comes with that. And I think just the fact that offense is different makes it a challenge.
Well, Coach, should be a heck of a matchup, much like it was last Friday. Best of luck tonight in the state semifinals. Thanks for the time, as always.
Thank you very much.
That's Derek Thomas, head coach of Rossville Bulldogs. We come back, we'll be joined by the head coach of Centralia Panthers, Roger Holthouse. It's our high school football game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse.
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Blue Valley Trailers is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, with a location in Waterville serving all the Midwest. Stocking trailers from manufacturers like Titan, Sharp, Wilson, H&H, Travelong, and more. Located just a mile from the Titan Trailer Manufacturing Plant in Waterville, Blue Valley Trailers offers some of the best prices in the area. They also carry Titan West cattle equipment and provide Sherco tarp repair or replacement. Don't wait any longer. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Grounded Coffee House has been serving the Rossville community for the past 17 years. Start your game day the Grounded way. Enjoy hot or iced lattes, frappes, including peanut butter and chocolate, and Lotus energy drinks. Make sure to try the fan favorite Bulldog Bite, or kick off Christmas season with a peppermint mocha. Grounded Coffee House in downtown Rossville.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
At Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded their service base to handle whatever you require, from simple oil changes and maintenance jobs to the most complex services needed. Honeyman Ford has made the investment in buildings and factory Ford trained technicians that make it easier and faster for you. Just one more reason to buy at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Welcome back to our pregame show tonight on 96.9 The Pulse. Roger Holthouse, head coach of the Centralia Panthers, joining us. His team is 10-1, and they are hosting a 1A state semifinals tonight, the sub-state round, versus the Rossville Bulldogs. And, Coach, let's go back to your dominant win, a long bus trip down to Pittsburgh, Kansas, take on St. Mary's, Pittsburgh, Colgan. And certainly you look at the history between Centralia and Colgan. Colgan's got the best of you many of those years, but that was then, and now is different, and you guys went down there and absolutely dominated. What stood out to you in that 46-14 win?
The line, Wade, I think the line on both sides of the ball, offensive defense played extremely well, locked on a block, stayed locked on. I thought our backs blocked well, and I thought our backs ran hard, and we controlled the line of scrimmage, which really we was able to control the game and kind of play keep away from Colgan, and went on some long drives, and that's what we need to do to be successful.
Do you feel like you're playing your best football this right now? I mean, obviously, you're the goal is to start. You want to start out okay. You don't want to be at the top of your game at the beginning of the year. You want to win as many games or all your games, of course. But do you feel like you guys are peaking right now?
I think offensively, I think we in the last three or four games, I thought we've ran the ball really, really well. I hope we're not done peaking. I hope it continues to climb. But I think on the offensive side, I think we're playing. We're getting better. I think defensively, we've been pretty consistent all year defensively. You know, we've pulled teams down and at times given our offense a chance to win. But I do feel like we've gotten better in the last month, especially on the offensive end, of being able to establish the run.
What makes the single wing so effective? I mean, it was huge back in the day, and then of course it's been very good for you guys over the years. What makes it so effective? What makes it hard for teams to prepare?
You don't see it very much, so it's hard to prepare during the season when you only got three or four days to work on it. I think it's a big advantage. The deception on it is with the spin, when we do spin, the deceptions can be tough, and it, at times all down blocking, so we're not a lot of one-on-one where we got to go with the other guy across the line of scrimmage. All we do is down block and kick somebody out. I think those are the advantages that the single wing has.
Your football team is in the state semifinals. Before the season, was that one of the goals for this team to get all the way to the 1A title game? Or were the expectations that high to begin the year for your team?
Our goals every year is to play on Thanksgiving weekend. I thought we'd be all right when the season started. And I'll be honest with you, Wade, we go to Missouri in week two and we go over there and get annihilated by Mid Buchanan. And but it probably was the best thing for us because it showed a lot of our weaknesses, and we kind of made small adjustments and threw everything out, some tweaks that, hey, this could help us down the road if we see a team like this. And I really think without playing them, we probably don't beat OP. I don't think we beat Colgan. I don't think we have tonight with Rosso. We'd be here with playing Rosso.
How important is tradition for your program. Rossville, of course, you're playing tonight. They have great tradition, especially the last 10 years, winning 5 state titles. You guys have won 4 since 2009. And Coach Hummus and I were talking about how some of the kids that are playing now that are juniors and seniors were in the stands and they were there cheering on previous Rossville state title teams. And obviously the same would apply for some of your kids playing this year for Centralia. How important is it to kind of have a culture like that where, hey, we're expected, not only do we want to win, but we're expected to win at Centralia?
I think it's huge. I think anytime you put expectations on something and then the kids got to go work for it, I think it's a big advantage. And it might just be a mental thing with them or whatever it is, but I think it's huge. I think it helps in the off season. I think it helps in the, you know, summertime in the ways that we're expected to be playing on Thanksgiving weekend, and we're not going to play on Thanksgiving weekend if you're not working here in the weight room. So it's huge. I think it's huge also, Wade, in that, you know, getting the fourth quarter and you're playing teams like, oh, you know, Stray again, here we go. And I think that has a little bit something to do with it. So I think it's a big advantage.
You've got Rossville tonight, and you guys have seen them many times here not too long ago, and they are similar to you in regards to that tradition as we referred to. What jumps out to you when you look at the game film and preparing for Rossville tonight?
Well, we played Rossville many times. They haven't been very, very good for us. They haven't been a very good ending for us. You know, I think with Rossville, it goes back to their tradition. Like you said, they want to run the football. They got the Horak kid. He's just a tremendous athlete. They got a couple Bush kids over there. They're great kids, great football players. So it's going to be a fun Friday night for anyone involved, I think, Wade.
And you get this game at home, and I would imagine you were getting reports and following things after you beat Colgan last week, thinking you were going to be on the road. How big is it for you to have this game at home and not on the road?
Well, if you want to talk to us in AD, I wanted to be on the road. Yeah. So you don't have to worry about workers. But as a coach, you want it at home. You want it at home for your kids. You want it home for your community and your fans and such things like that. We was listening to the game and the coach set the phones up and he's watching it. So, it's an incredible comeback by Rossville. We're just excited. If you had to go to Jackson High School, you'd think of it that we're here. So that's great. We just want to be, we just know we wanted to be playing. And, it's going to be fun, Wade.
It will be, no doubt. Looking forward to the game here tonight. Roger Holthouse, head coach Centralia Panthers, thanks for the time. Best of luck tonight.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Wade. Thank you.
Roger Holthouse, head coach Centralia. It is the Panthers hosting the Rossville Bulldogs. It's our high school football playoff game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse. More to come after this timeout.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
The guarantees expressed in this ad are based on the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
At Skill Saws Hardwood Flooring, we've been in business for over 24 years on the back of one man's dream. Chris Schaefer had a quite simple vision to rise above each and every residential and commercial wood flooring business operating in Northeast Kansas. Today, the staff at Skill Saws Hardwood Flooring has over 80 years of combined experience and a genuine passion for what we do that money alone cannot buy. Specializing in an array of popular flooring types, learn more at SkillSaws.com or call 785-249-5084. Remember the name, Skill Saws Hardwood Flooring. Flooring with Chris Schaefer.
Insure your needs today by contacting Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Garrett is a trusted choice independent insurance agent who can compare different insurance companies and tailor coverage to your individual needs. Plus, he can advocate for you and prioritize your best interests. Get the personalized service you deserve with a trusted choice agent. Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Your trusted partner for all your insurance needs. Backed by the Trusted Choice Network. Go Dawgs!
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tech filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time.
And Wade Gershner back with you here from Riggins Field, home of the Centralia Panthers. Centralia tonight hosting the Rossville Bulldogs in the 1A state semifinals. The winner of this game will take on the winner of the other semifinal, Valley Heights at Conway Springs. That game started about 55 minutes ago at 6 o'clock. Conway Springs is defending 1A state champion. We're going to pause now for our national anthem. We'll take a two-minute break and be back with you with more pregame and get set for kickoff here from Centralia. It's Rossville taking on the Panthers on our Game of the Week on 96.9 The Pulse.
At Community Healthcare System, your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. Our family medicine team at our St. Mary's Family Health Center provides comprehensive primary care tailored to your individual needs throughout every phase of life. From wellness checks and health screenings to treating illnesses and injuries, we deliver a wide spectrum of services to support whole health for the whole family, including obstetrics and newborn care. Call the CHCS St. Mary's Family Health Center today at 785-437-3734 to schedule your appointment. CHCS, whole family health and inspired by you.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
Get ready for Scooter's Lawn and Leisure Repair Black Friday Sale. Enjoy a 10% discount on all new products such as generators, go-karts, quads, mowers, leaf blowers, weed eaters, mini bikes, dirt bikes, and special order items. Scooters will be open until 8 p.m. on Black Friday, November 29th, offering you the opportunity to find that ideal Christmas gift or upgrade your yard equipment and support local. They can order and service side-by-sides, golf carts, quads, dirt bikes, and go-karts. Come check out the selection at Scooter's Lawn and Leisure Repair in downtown Rossville.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between two televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
Do you wonder which cattle mineral to use each year? With so many on the market, it can be daunting to choose the perfect mineral that checks all the boxes for your herd's unique needs. At Countryside Feed, they're here to help simplify that process. Their nutrition professionals are happy to work with producers to create a mineral program custom to their herd. Visit their website, countrysidefeed.com, to learn more about their products, their team, and their current mineral promotions. Countryside Feed.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And Wade Gershner back with you from Riggins Field here in Centralia, getting set for the 1A state semifinals between Rossville and Centralia. The captains at midfield for the coin toss, Gage Wimberly and Parker Cook for Centralia. And it is Brock Bush along with Cameron Badura and Tayson Horrock that are the captains for Rossville. Rossville in the white jerseys with the black numerals outlined in red, the black helmets, the black pants. And they will get the foot, actually a defer. They won the toss, they defer. So Centralia will have the football first here tonight. Panthers in their home black with the white numerals outlined in the orange. Rossville coming off playoff wins against Waubunsee 47-13, McLeod 42-0, and winning at Jackson Heights last Friday, the improbable comeback 42-38. And Centralia, meanwhile, winner over Onega 44-20, beat Olpe 40-26, and then knocked off Colgan on the road last week 46-14, had a big second quarter, and led 32-7 at halftime. They scored 24 in that second quarter, controlled the line of scrimmage, and ball control was big in that game. It is very big, according to the head coach, Roger Holtzout, the Centralia in his third year after taking over for Larry Glatzik. He was part of those coach teams that won state championships back in 09, 2011, 2013, and 2019. And now Roger Holthaus is two wins away from getting a first state title as the head coach. And he is certainly concerned about the speed that Rossville possesses. And he said to me before the game on the field, we need to shorten the game and control the football, much like they did last week on the road at Colgan. Rossville, meanwhile, led by head coach Derek Thomas in his 12th year. When I asked him, have you seen anything like what took place last Friday at Jackson Heights? His reply was never. And I have not either in 30 years broadcasting high school football. It was an amazing comeback. It was improbable. It was insane. It was incredible. And Rossville, three separate occasions down 17 points, three separate times when they really needed to score, they did. And then they scored the 21 points in 2 minutes and 23 seconds and knocked off Jackson Heights after trailing by 17 to win by 4, 42-38. So has Rossville utilized all nine lives, or do they have a few more in their back pocket? And for Centralia, can they play as well as they did on the road at Colgan on Friday? Set to kick off is Vincent Daniel for Rossville. From left to right at the 40-yard line, field in pretty good shape considering some rain and moisture you had recently. Of course, this is a grass field. Rossville plays on turf, but Rossville won last week on grass at Jackson Heights. Back to return is Quentin Aldifer. Here's the kick by Daniel. It is returnable, and it is taken by one of the upmen here on the return for Centralia and being taken down at the 27-yard line. Good special teams tackle made by Rossville's Jordan Johnson on the return for Centralia was Dagan Runnebaum. So Centralia will start first down and 10 at their own 27-yard line. They run the single-wing formation. Jacob Flinney is the quarterback. Fullback Isaac Reinecke, Quentin Aldifer running back, slotback Henry Heideman, Tyler Jones, and Ben Haverkamp are the wideouts. And the center is Tyron Talley, the strong guard Parker Cook, Mason Stahlbaum are the quick guard, the inside tackle Gage Wimberly, the right tackle is Aiden Talley, the outside tackle. Direct snap, it goes to Flinty. Flinty looks for some room to the right, cuts back, and Flinty then met there at the 30. Connor Bush is there, and also in on the stop was Andre Johnson, a gain of 3 for Flinty. Jacob Flinty coming off a nice game last week, rushing for 262 yards. I say nice game, that was a great game. His offensive line did a wonderful job for him. Quentin Oliver ran for 124 yards and 2 touchdowns in that game as well. The Rossville defense, Caleb Lehman and Will Cook, the defensive ends. Leo Worley is the nose guard. The outside backers, Jordan Johnson, Cale Horgan. The inside backers, Andre Johnson, Brock Bush. Corners, Jack Donovan and Tayson Horrock. As here is Flinty again running right up the middle to the 35. He is able to pick up about 4 on the play, maybe 5, and that brings up 3rd down and 2. The safeties, Cameron Badura and Connor Bush. Bush, 14 tackles last week at Jackson Heights, 110 on the season to lead the team in that category. And Andre Johnson had a big game offensively and defensively. He had 14 tackles at Jackson Heights as well. 3rd down and 2 for Centralia. Just underway. Panthers with the ball moving from right to left on your radio dial. Middle of the field at the 35. Out of the single wing formation, the center can snap it whoever they want. Here it goes to Flinty, the quarterback Flinty, trying to push the pile forward. Forward progress is stopped at the 35 and a half, maybe the 36, and that is it. And Centralia will be faced with a 4th down and 1. So 3 plays and 3 calls, all going to Jacob Flinty. And why not after the game he had last week? Rossville down 17 with 5.5 minutes to go last week. Came back to win. Makai Jackson had 2 touchdown receptions, recovered 2 onside kicks. Cameron Miller, onside kick specialist, 2 well-executed kicks. Vidura and Donovan had a touchdown reception each. Horak threw for 277. Rossville had 473 yards of offense, 277 through the air, 196 on the ground against an outstanding defense in Jackson Heights. And O-line protected. 4th and 1, Centralia goes for it at their own 36-yard line. They need the 37, so it's a full yard to get. Long count, and then a flag, and a delay of game is called on Centralia. So the Panthers with a long count, hoping that Rossville might jump off sides, but really had no intent and purpose to go for it. They were just trying to draw them off to take the delay of game penalty due to the Panthers, and now they will set up in punt formation, and back to return is Makai Jackson, as we mentioned, a big game last week, and Tayson Horak. Horak has returned a kick for a touchdown this season for the Bulldogs, who started the year 0-3. They rattled off 8 wins in a row, and their 3 losses to no slouches, Silver Lake, St. Mary's, and Emaw Central. Good snap, no rush. Here is the punt, line drive punt, and it is touched there by Dagan Runnebaum. I think they touched it at the 33, but they might go ahead and down it at the 29. They might have missed a bit of a touch. We shall see. They're going to go with it at the 29. So that's where Rossville will start. Centralia goes 3 plays and out, and they punt the football. Tyler Jones, the punter, a junior who did not go out for football his first 2 years, and they're glad to have him. 6'1" frame, a good target in the passing game. So Rossville takes over. They're starting quarterback Tayson Horak. Andre Johnson is running back. Slot back Connor Bush. Cameron Badura, wide receiver. Makai Jackson plays the slot as well. Jack Donovan, leading receiver on the year. Right tackle Will Cook. Left tackle Brock Bush. Jordan Johnson, left guard. Right guard is Leo Worley. The center is Jared Cunningham, who snaps it to Horak. Quarterback keep running left. And Horak is stood up and shoved backwards at the 30. And now giving forward progress to the 31. So a gain of 2 for quarterback Tayson Horak, who was held in check last week running the football, but made big plays when he needed to with his arm, and the offensive line protected him very, very well. So try a defense, Mason Stahlbaumer, Aiden Talley, defensive ends, nose guard Parker Cook, linebackers, outside backers, Jacob Flinney, Grady Becker, Ben Haberkamp, Isaac Ranicki, and Henry Heidemann are the middle backers. So Trey runs a 3-5 front. Now we have a whistle and a flag thrown by the referee, and now another one coming in the middle of the field as well. The corners are Dagan Runnebaum and Tyler Jones. Quentin Oliver is the safety who leads the team with 5 interceptions on the year. He has 2 defensive touchdowns, as does Runnebaum, who's has 2 pick-sixes this year. So a procedure call on the Bulldogs. Both teams kind of an early start to what we kind of consider a boxing match, just kind of feeling each other out a little bit, a little jab here, a little jab there. 2nd down and 13. Horak running to the near side of the field, being chased, and outstanding defensive play. Quentin Oliver slings him to the turf. 12 versus 12. And the guy in the black jersey, Oliver, wins that matchup all the way back at the 23-yard line. It's a loss of a couple for Horak, who simply was a quarterback sprint right, and he loses 2 yards. And now Rossville's faced with a 3rd down and 15. These two teams, how they match up offensively. Centralia runs it 36 times per game, only throws it 6 times per game. Rossville will throw it about 15 times a game and run it 32. Both teams ground it well. 3 receivers left, 2 receivers right. Horak being chased. He's pressured. He's flushed. He tries to break a tackle. He gets free. He looks downfield, has a man open, and making the catch is Makai Jackson all the way up to the 49 on the near side of the field in front of the Centralia bench. What a play by Horak. They'll mark him down closer to the 48, but it's a pickup of 25 as Horak had 3 Panthers all over him, somehow escaped, slithered out of the pocket, and then found a wide open Jackson. They'll mark it the 47, officially a 24-yard pickup. And that's what makes Horak so, so dangerous. And Makai Jackson picking up where he left off last week. 2 receivers to the left, 2 receivers to the right for the Bulldogs. And it is a handoff and jet sweep action. Makai Jackson breaks 1 tackle, spins out of a 2nd. Now back up the middle of the field and into the 2nd level, down to the 41, close to the 40. It's a gain of 13 and a 1st down for the Bulldogs. So Rossville was faced with a 3rd and 15, and Horak had the big pass play of 24 yards to Jackson. So 1st down and 10 at the Centralia 41, moving to our right, 2 receivers left, 1 receiver to the right. Now in motion's Andre Johnson, wearing a big cast and club on his right arm. Horak in the pistol. He has Bush to his right. Bush gets the call, and he angles right for a gain of a yard, maybe 2. Ben Haberkamp is there to make the stop. for Centralia. Haverkamp was a center on the offensive line a year ago, and now Haverkamp moving to a wide receiver, but he's an outstanding linebacker, leads the team with 95 tackles on the season, makes the stop there. It's the gain of one for Connor Bush. Connor Bush had a big game against Kerr Perryville, ran for 121 yards in the touch, ran for 131 and three touchdowns in the playoff game against Waubunsee. Second down and nine at the 40. Horak fakes the pass. It's a wide, fakes the run, throws it out on a wide receiver bubble screen to Donovan. It's covered well as Grady Becker and Isaac Reinicke there on the stop at the 36. Gain of about four. That wide receiver bubble screen really worked well last week for Rossville, helped them get back into the ball game, especially in the second half. And Donovan had a big game as he had five receptions, 130 yards, and a touchdown. A lot of that coming in the second half. Third down and five at the Centralia 35.5. Donovan wide right, and the slot is Jackson. Now he goes in motion left side. Three receivers that way. They fake the jet sweep. Horak keeps it, bounce the outside. He could be gone. Near sideline 20, 15, 10. Cuts back at the five and is hit hard there by Heidemann to save a touchdown near the three. Pickup of 33, and it's a first down and goal situation for the Bulldogs. When you go back to that third down and 15 conversion, when Horak was able to shed three would-be sackers for Centralia, and now they're in business. The ball is resting inside the four, right between the three and the four. First down and goal, we'll call it three. On the near hash, to the right side, two receivers plus the wingback Andre Johnson. He goes in motion. He sets up left side of the wingback. Bush to the left hip of Horak. Horak calls out the signals. Gets a snap from Cunningham. He keeps it. He looks to slither his way into the end zone, and he is stopped at about the one, maybe the one and a half, and on the tackle, Parker Cook. Ben Haverkamp also there for Centralia. Ben Haverkamp with the tackle. So Horak, a 33-yard run. He had a 24-yard pass. He's a dual-threat quarterback. Horak this year has thrown for over 1,300 yards. He's run for over 1,000. They'll call it at the two. Second goal from the two. Three receivers to the right side. Andre Johnson, wing back to the left. Horak sends Johnson in motion to the right. Empty backfield. Now he sends Connor Bush back to left in motion. It's Horak. He keeps it. Looking left. He's trying to surge his way into the end zone, and the officials say he did not get in. Parker Cook once again in there along with Henry Heidemann and a host of Panthers. Gain of just one, but it's third down and goal. Two cracks at it for Rossville. As you know, they'll go for it if they don't get it here. Quick moving first quarter, 4:35 and ticking. No score, Centralia three and out on their first drive. Wing back right is Johnson. Receiver to the right is Donovan. Horak gets the snap, and we have all kinds of whistles, and that's a huge penalty. False start on Rossville.
False start.
So a false start on the Bulldogs. Remember last week, Rossville fumbled on their first offensive play. Jacksonites recovered. Very next play for the Cobra offense, they scored. 18 seconds in last Friday, Rossville was down 7-0. They tied it at 7 and trailed the rest of the way until their crazy, wild comeback in the final 5.5 minutes. So now the play call changes. Third and goal from the 6 for the Bulldogs. No score, 4:21 and ticking, first quarter, 1A state semifinals. Here from Centralia at Riggins Field. One receiver left, three receivers to the right, and Johnson the wing back left. Horak looks left, he throws, and it is knocked down. Heidemann knocks it down and nearly almost picked that off in midair. They're going for a slant from the far left side. I think they're going for Jackson, and Henry Heidemann is ready to go, and he knocks it down. Incomplete pass, first incomplete pass of the night for Tayson Horak, who completes 59% of his passes. And now Vincent Daniel is on for a field goal. Daniel this year is 2-4 kicking field goals. 27 is his long, and this will be a 27-yarder. The snap, the hold, the kick is on the way, and it is no good. He missed it to the right, did Daniel, and Rossville, a drive that started on 29 to convert a 3rd and 15, and after all of that, they come up empty. A 9-play drive that ends with the missed 27-yard field goal. So Centralia takes over, dodges an early bullet. Remember, it was 3rd and goal at the 1. It was 1st and goal from the 3, 2nd goal from the 2, 3rd and goal from the 1, and the false start, the penalty, was just an absolute killer. And now,
first and 10 from the 20.
They put the football at the 20-yard line. So Centralia has it at their own 20 after the missed field goal. Have it middle of the field, moving to our left in the black uniforms. This is Flinty running right, cuts back, breaks one tackle, lowers the shoulder, and is dropped there by the Bulldogs defensively. Andre Johnson with the tackle at the 24. It's a pickup of four for Flinty. So far it's been the Jacob Flinty show. Four carries, four offensive snaps for Centralia, 13 yards. They had a fourth and one, took a delay of game, tried to draw Rossville off sides, and then elected to punt. Centralia starts six seniors, two juniors, three sophomores on offense, five seniors, three juniors, three sophomores on defense. They have nine two-way starters, 28 kids on the roster, including six seniors, six juniors, eight sophomores, and eight freshmen. Second down and six from the 24 for Centralia. And coming to the left, this is Oliver trying to turn the corner against Horak. He does get around the corner near sideline. He's at the 30, 35 to the 40. Finally shoved out of bounds near side by Andre Johnson. There is a flag on the play at the 38. This is usually an area of an illegal block, either in the back or a hold. And Quentin Oliver shaken up a little bit. Is there not a lot of room here in front of the bleachers on the home side? And Oliver, I think, ran into the bleachers here when he got shoved out of bounds by Horak. And he is in some pain right now. His left arm near the wrist area. And Centralia fans wanting a late hit out of bounds. As I said, there's not a lot of real estate here on the near side. So the penalty is on the Panthers. Holding is the call. So we've had a few penalties early on. And Rossville definitely is going to accept it. And it's a spot foul. So at the 38, Aldifer went out of bounds at the 45, so it was a 21-yard pickup. But then the penalty will move it back, based on where official threw it at the 38. Should move it back to about the 28, 27, and they will place it at the 27-yard line. So after all that, Centralia gains 3 yards, actually 7 yards. So second down and three. For Centralia, 3:19 to play in this first quarter. No score. Rossville was knocking on the door, but a penalty pushed them back a third and goal from the one. Went third and goal six. Incomplete pass and a missed 27-yard field goal. From the near hash mark, moving to our left. One wing back to the right. Out of the single wing. This is Flinty. He keeps it. And in a little stutter step, finds some room and has a first down. He's just able to zigzag a little bit inside the numbers and able to find the first down yardage to the 33. Pickup of six. Badura with the tackle for the Rossville Bulldog defense. This Bulldog defense giving up 18 points a game. Centralia averaging 38 a game. Centralia 40 rushing touchdowns, 10 passing touchdowns. Rossville with two shutouts on the season, 16 sacks in their defense. First down and 10 from the 33 for Centralia. Under 3 minutes play, first quarter. No score. Flinty with a little spin, turns and hands it off. This is Dagan Runnebaum. He has nowhere to go. Outstanding defense by the Bulldogs. It will string it out to the far side. And it's a loss of two as Charlie Chance, who has really played well, a sophomore, was able to help string that out and make the tackle. Had a couple of big plays defensively last week. So a loss of two for Dagan Runnebaum. Oliver had a carry, but ended up having a holding penalty to negate a 21-yard pickup. So second down and 12 for Centralia behind the sticks from the far hash at their own 31-yard line. Direct snap. Flinty keeps it as he fakes it to Aldifer, and there's nothing there. Well, the Bulldog defense right up the middle has been very stout so far in this game, making the tackle for Rossville.
Jordan Johnson
had a nice special teams tackle to start the game, a gain of just a yard for Flinty. Well, these teams have met quite a bit. In fact, they were met in the season opener four straight years in 18, 19, 20, and 21. Rossville won all four meetings. Rossville's won the last eight meetings against Centralia. So they're familiar with a single-wing attack. And Rossville leads overall series 9-3, third playoff meeting all time. So far tied at one. Centralia won in 2010, Rossville in 2014. Play action. Flinty airs it out near sideline, and it is caught! An insane catch!
by Quentin Oliver all the way down to the Rossville 45 against two defenders. Contested throw, and it was Oliver came down with it. Connor Bush and Horak had him sandwiched, and it didn't matter. And Alderfer with a gain of 24 yards. Well, that was a third and long that Rossville converted, and now it's a third and long that Centralia converts. And Flinty did a good job just throwing it up to where Alderfer could go make a play. High pointed it and caught it. Two tights and a wing back right is Heideman. Here's Alderfer, breaks one tackle, and then it stood up for a gain of maybe a yard, yard and a half. Horak in there along with Brock Bush and Connor Bush, and also helping out was Badura. So a gain of a yard for Alderfer, who is just 56 yards away for 1,000 on the season. The drive starts for Centralia at their own 20. Under 30 seconds to go in a fast-moving first quarter. Second down and 9 for the Panthers from the far hash mark. Heideman is in the backfield to the left hip of Flinty. Flinty gives it on a little counter, end around, and this is Alderfer. Alderfer has a block up front to the 30, and then taken out of bounds near sideline at the 22, close to the 23. It's a gain of 20 and a first down and 10 for the Panthers. Move the chains for the Centralia offense. Well, that play worked earlier, but the penalty brought it back. This time, no flags on the play. And they'll mark it at the 28-yard line.
Quentin Oliver in the Panthers, good for him.
So, he actually went out of bounds at the 28 instead of about the 23. So Oliver, two carries, 16 yards so far in this one.
27.
First down and 10 for Centralia, 6.9 on the clock. It stops as Oliver was nudged out of bounds on the near sideline. Haverkamp and Heideman, receivers right. The give is to Runnabomb. He tries to bounce outside, and he does. Turns on the Jets at the 20, the 15, spins, and then slams to the turf, but not before a first down. Badura with the tackle, and Centralia is in the Rossville red zone, and they'll have the ball inside the 15 when we come back. No score at the end of one, but Centralia is threatening back with a second quarter in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Are you looking for exceptional care in a truly home-like environment? Then I encourage you to think Oakley Place. With limited openings right now, Oakley Place has a staff-to-resident ratio of just 1 to 4, compared to the common average of 1 to 10. Oakley Place provides more personalized attention and support for your loved ones. You can visit oakleyplacecare.com to learn more or call 785-232-6000 to learn more about the compassionate care and home-like setting with Oakley Place. Don't miss out on this opportunity for top-tier care for your loved one. At Oakley Place.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Riggins Field. Wade Gershon with you, along with our studio engineer, MJ. We had some great games this year on 96.9 The Pulse, including that classic last Friday. Rossville coming from behind to beat Jackson Heights 42-38. Rossville's first drive, they got all the way down to the one, had a penalty, and after incomplete pass, settled for a 27-yard field goal, was wide to the right. Centralia has taken over, started their own 20, seven plays so far. They marched it down the field to the Rossville 11. We switch into the field. Centralia moving to our right from the near hash box, hash marks, I should say. Flinty looks to throw. Back pedals, being chased. Rolls right. Now he keeps. Flinty breaks out of one tackle, and then Chance brings him down at the 7-yard line. A gain of 4 for Flinty. He was looking to pass the ball to the right. There was nothing there, and so Flinty wisely just kept it. When in doubt as a quarterback, don't force it. Second down for Centralia. Second down and 6 at the 7. They can get a first near the one without scoring a touchdown. So Rossville, they had that first drive, went 9 plays, and that's the only drive they had in that first quarter. Centralia 3 and out, and now the 9th play of this possession. To the right is Haverkamp. Here is
Aldifer on the direct snap, tries to bounce to the far left side, gets around the corner, cuts back, backpedals. Is he in? No. Oh, yes, he is. A late call from the official. 7-yard touchdown run for Quentin Aldifer, the sophomore, with his 11th rushing touchdown of the season, averaging almost 11 yards a carry. And Centralia strikes first, 54 seconds into the second quarter. They lead 6-0. And now the Panthers will go 4-2 out of that single wing formation with four runners in the backfield. This is Aldberg trying to get to the outside, and Horrock says, no way, not on my watch, and he slings them out of bounds on the near side at the 5. So the two-point conversion is denied, but Centralia leads 6-0 back in 30 seconds on 96.9, the Pulse.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hilsbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sideline supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Centralia Panther offense puts together a 9-play, 80-yard march down the field, culminated by the 7-yard scamper to the outside by Quentin Aldifer. Two-point conversion fails, but Centralia strikes first. They lead 6-0. Centralia has been in playoffs 8 straight years. Last time they missed was 2016. Last year, Centralia lost in the second round to JCN at home. A couple years ago, made it to the sub-state round, lost in 1A to St. Mary's. Last time they were in the title game, it was 2019 when they beat Smith Center. That was their last of their four titles, 09, 2011, 2013, and 2019. Rossville last year went 5-4, lost the first round to Riley County. 2 years ago, lost second round to Emos Central. 2021, it was back-to-back state championships, knocking off the weight in the final in Salina. Here's a little pooch kick, angling near side, taking it to 30 by Badura. Badura looks to the left, and now has a huge hole. He's at the 40, to the midfield stripe at the 50, and Badura still on his feet, and then lit up from the side by Haverkamp. The ball comes free. Oh, my goodness, there are three Panthers right there to recover it. They can't come up with it. It squirts free, and it's picked up, grabbed, jumped on by Cale Horgan, who saves the day, although they may say that he was down by contact. We shall see. It depends on where they mark it. It's either the 43 or the 41. They put it at the 41, then it would have been a fumble. If it's the 43, then they're saying he was down. It looks like he was down by contact at the 43. So Roscoe will start at the Centralia Panther 43-yard line, going to our left from south to north as the field lies here at Centralia High School, John Riggins Field. Two receivers left. Wing back is Johnson to the left. One receiver to the right. Makai Jackson goes in motion to the far side. The handoff is to Connor Bush. Connor Bush is met and dropped. And then fights forward the second effort, and he actually was able to spring forward. I saw a blocker get dropped, but it was Connor Bush that was free just enough to squirt forwards to the 41. It's a gain of 2 as Connor Bush made something out of nothing there. Second down and 8 for Rossville. They go in a hurry. Cameron Miller, the onside kick specialist, split wide to the left. In the slot left is Makai Jackson. Wing back right is Johnson. Horrock hands it off to Connor Bush. Bush to the outside, far sideline, and he is dropped. Great job over there with the containment for Centralia. Heideman was over there. Also was Grady Becker for the Panther defense, and nothing happening going to the right there for Connor Bush. In fact, he might have lost a yard. He did. 3rd and 9 for Rossville. Miller goes far left, defended one-on-one here on the near side by Centralia's Tyler Jones. Two receivers, actually three, trio to the right. Horrock has time. He throws a wobbler to the near sideline, and it is incomplete as Cameron Miller came back to knock it away from Tyler Jones, who really became the receiver, and Miller became the defender, and he saves the interception, knocked away at the 16 on the near side of the field. So Horrock went for it all, but that one was a wobbler, and Horrock got away with a couple of passes last week that were not intercepted. There was a drop interception early in the game. There was another one on a deflection that could have easily been picked off. He ended up not having any interceptions last week. Did have a lost fumble. 4th down and 9. Rossville looks like they will punt in punt formation. It's a high snap, jumping and catching it. Kicking away is Connor Bush. And fair catch called for, and then the ball is fumbled, but then picked up by Quentin Oliver, who can't advance it after he called for the fair catch. And Centralia, the Panthers, will start at their own 13-yard line.
Fair catch called for by number 12, Quentin Oliver.
Centralia leading 6-0, 9:41 to play in this second quarter. So Rossville with a three and out after the outstanding field position on the return by Badura to the Centralia 43. Rossville cannot capitalize on that field position. So Centralia takes over first down and 10. We'll call it officially at the 14-yard line. Moving to our right, here is Flinty. He keeps it running right, takes a big hit from Connor Bush, but keeps on ticking after that licking to the 16. Pickup of a couple for Flinty. Well, Coach Roger Holthouse, he is assisted by Dusty Thompson, Travis Haverkamp, Corbin Becker, and Tyler Glatzik, one of Larry Glatzik's sons. Michael is the head coach over at Nemaw Central, and they're hosting a big game tonight against Council Grove, trying to go for a three-peat. Rossville knows about three-peats. Three-peat back in 14, 15, and 16 when they went 14-0, 14-0, and 13-1. Tucker Horak, older brother of Taysen, was the quarterback of the 14-15 teams, and Jacob Bradshaw was the quarterback of that 16 team. Second down and 8 from the 16. Direct snap goes to Aldifer, running left. Aldifer waiting for some blockers. Now he is able to break free and very close to a first down. He needed to get to the 24. He got to the 23, so it's a gain of 7, and it appears to be Centralia will have a third and short. Will Cook with the stop for Rossville leads the team with 7 sacks and 14 tackles for a loss. Flinty this year has rushed for 1,447 yards, 17 touchdowns. He's also thrown for 700 yards, completing 60% of his passes. Centralia only throws it about 6 times a game, but they're pretty effective with that passing game as they average about 18 yards a pop when they complete passes. Third down and a long one for the Panther offense. Power formation out of the single wing, running to the right with a convoy in front is Oliver. Oh, what a play! Shooting through is Brock Bush, and he drops Oliver back at the 21. Brock Bush just split two blockers as Centralia had the number advantage running right, but Brock Bush absolutely blew up the play. What an effort by the 6'2", 189-pound senior, two-year starter on defense, second-team Big East League player this year, honorable mention a year ago, and a loss on the play officially of a yard. Fourth and a long two, Tyler Jones to punt, pretty good punt, drives Horak back at his own 39. Now it does a little stutter step, a juke, and it doesn't fool Centralia. Dagan Runnebaum, the open field tackle, and Rossville will take over at their 43-yard line.
First and 10, Bulldogs.
So first and 10 for Rossville. Once again, they will have good field position. Mark just past the 43. And they'll call it the 44 officially on the scoreboard. So Centralia, they go three and out. Second punt for the Panthers in three possessions, but the middle possession was a touchdown drive. 9 plays, 80 yards, Alda for the 7-yard run. 7:29 to play in this first half. 6-0 Centralia winner. Goes to the state title game in Class 1A against either Valley Heights or Conway Springs. Fake handoff on the jet sweep motion, and Horak keeps it. Centralia not fooled at all to the 45. Brought down there on the tackle was Cook. Also there was Mason Stahlbaumer for Centralia, and helping out run support was Grady Becker. A gain of 1. Well, when you play good teams that can run the ball, keys. Study your keys as a player. Do your job. Don't get out of position. Both defenses done a good job so far tonight. Second down and 9 for Rossville. From the far hash, it's snapped to Horak. He has 3 receivers to the left. He looks left, and the pass is knocked down, and then a lineman catches it, Brock Bush, and now he spins and twists and turns and whirls his way to the 49-yard line. So that ends up being a 4-yard pass. The pass was deflected into the air, and Brock Bush actually gets a reception out of all that. Not exactly how you drew it up, but Rossville will gladly take it. So third down and 4 for the Rossville offense. Ball resting near the Panther logo midfield at the Bulldog 49. Horak sends 2 receivers to the left, 2 to the right. One of them, Seth Catron, who is in the slot, number 23, and a timeout called by Rossville. 6:15 to go before halftime. 6-0 Panthers back in 30 seconds. This is high school playoff football. 96.9 The Pulse.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Grounded on the go is Topeka's first mobile coffee camper, serving your favorite drinks, including iced hot lattes, Lotus Energy drinks, Grounded Creations, and more. And right now, they are booking 2025 events, festivals, corporate events, and pop-ups. They will bring the energy to you. Learn more at the Grounded on the Go Facebook page.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gershon back with you. John Riggins Field here at Centralia, home of the Centralia Panthers, coming in record of 10-1. They've won 9 in a row. Their only loss was to Mid-McKinnon, Missouri, 41-6 in week 2. Coach Holthaus saying we've learned a lot about our team after getting our butts kicked. And Mid-McKinnon is in the Class 2 state quarterfinals with an undefeated record in the state of Missouri. Third down and 4 for Rossville after the timeout. Bulldogs with the ball, thrown 49, moving to our left. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Horrock, short trap, quarterback draw all the way. Oh, he is wrapped up and then breaking a tackle on Horrock, very close to a first down. Boy, Haverkamp had him, but Horrock with some tremendous upper body strength able to break that tackle, and he's just short of a first down. Horrock, 7 carries for 40 yards, and the Bulldogs will go for it. Fourth down and 1 for Rossville. Brock Bush, left tackle. Jordan Johnson, left guard. Center, Jared Cunningham. Right guard, Leo Worley. Right tackle, Will Cook. They'll try to open up a hole. More than likely, this is a run for the Bulldogs. Connor Bush to the right hip of Horrock. Johnson lined up, wing back left. Now in motion to the near side is Catron. One receiver right, one receiver left. And now a timeout called by Centralia. They saw something they didn't like, and they will go over it defensively during the timeout. 5:32 to go first half. 6-0 Centralia. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Locally owned and operated for 25 years, Miller Motors in Rossville is proud to support area communities. Miller Motors offers the finest in-use vehicles and has a terrific service department. It's your next vehicle at Miller Motors, 215 West Highway 24 in Rossville.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, a huge play in this football game. Rossville, Pigskin resting at the Centralia 48, 4th and 1. They need a 47 to keep the drive alive, trailing 6-0. The give is to Connor Bush. Bush, oh, did he get it or not? I think the second effort got it by half a yard. Well, he was stoned at the initial line of scrimmage as Mason Stahlbaum was there to set up the barrier, but Connor Bush, that second surge, was able to pick up officially 2 to the 46, and it's a first down for Rossville. So they convert a 4th and 1 and keep the drive alive. They go with the no huddle. Now they check with the far sideline and with their coaching staff what they want to run. Connor Bush lined up as a slot left. Flanked far left is Badura, who's asking for what the play call is. Connor Bush tells him. Catcher in the slot to the right. Far right is Miller. Horrock sets back. Wants to set up the bubble screen to Miller. Miller gets it. Ben Haverkamp is there. Reads it all the way. A loss back to the 48. Loss of 2. As not fooled was Ben Haverkamp.
Cameron Miller.
So Cameron Miller with his first catch of
the
night. And he ends up losing 2.
2 yard loss, second down 12.
Horrock throwing the football is 4 of 6 for 31 yards. And now it's second 12 behind the sticks for the Rossville offense. Twins right, one receiver left. Horrock rolls left. Throws against his body on an out. It's caught by Badura at the Centralia 35. Tackle by Flinty at the 32 and knocked out of bounds there. Nice pickup of 16 on second down and 12. Badura had a big touchdown catch last week in that win over Jackson Heights. It was 17-yarder for a score. And this one is 16 yards and enough for a first down for the Bulldogs. Rossville coming in averaging
first and 10 on the Panthers.
40 points a game, 36 rushing touchdowns, 16 through the air. In motion to the right is Connor Bush. They hand it to him on jet sweep action. No, they keep it. It's a fake. Horrock faked me out. And now he spins out of a tackle by Reineke, but then coming through to finish it up is Dagan Runnebaum. What a great second help-to-helper kind of thing as you hear in basketball. That was one of those plays that was made initially by the guy that missed the tackle, but then Runnebaum was there to clean up, didn't take anything for granted. And it's a gain on the play of three for Horak. It looked like it might go for more, but Rennebaum was there in run support from the secondary. Second down and seven for Rossville. 3 minutes, 28 seconds to go, second quarter. Centralia 6, Rossville nothing, but the Bulldogs are driving at the Panther 29 to my left. Horak rolls right, looking to throw. Looks deep, right sideline, and it is caught. What a throw. Miller with the catch. His tall frame at 6'4", 6'5". And that was thrown on a rope, placed perfectly by Horak, and down to the 12-yard line. Gain of 17.
First and 10.
So they're using Miller, who is that tall target, at 6'5", 179. Catch for a loss of two, but this one is a nice pickup of 17. So down to the 12-yard line, they'll mark it. Rossville with the football. Both teams have two timeouts remaining in this first half. Centralia scored on a 9-play, 80-yard drive. The other two drives have been 3-and-out punt. So first and 10, Horak alone in the backfield. In motion, Connor Bush. Horak keeps it on a quarterback draw, and he gains maybe a yard, and that is all. Outstanding defensive play, Isaac Reineke. Also, there's Parker Cook for Centralia. And we'll give Horak a gain of maybe a yard, and that is all.
Second down and eight.
Conway Springs hosting Valley Heights tonight. Five TBL schools out of the 11 in the league are still alive. Clifton, Clyde, and eight-man. Axtell Frankfort down the road tonight. Eight-man two-state semifinal. Axtell's won 50 in a row. And of course, Valley Heights, as I mentioned, at Conway Springs. And then Centralia here. Second down and eight at the 10 for Rossville. Send two receivers left. Two to the right, in motion's Catron. They set it up to Catron. He makes the catch at the 10, but cannot make a man miss. Flinty with an outstanding open field tackle down to the 9, a gain of just a yard, maybe two on the play. That was outstanding, outstanding play made by Flinty in the open field. So Catron with the catch for 1 yard. They'll give him actually a gain of maybe a couple on that one. So third down and six at the 8. Rossville's been here before. Had a first and goal at the 3. Eventually a third and goal at the 1. Had a false start penalty and ended up settling for a field goal, and they missed it wide right. Two receivers bunched right. Two receivers bunched left. Now in motion to make it 3-by-1 set is Connor Bush. Horak sprints right. Looks middle. Nothing there. Being chased by Reineke. Now throws. Dangerous pass across the middle into the end zone and incomplete. Grady Becker, good coverage as they're trying to go to Saskatchewan, and it's incomplete. And it brings up a fourth down and six at the 8 for the Bulldogs, and will they elect to kick a field goal or will they go for it? They missed a 27-yarder on their first possession of the night. Horak's thrown for 16 touchdowns this year. He's rushed for 15. And it will be Vincent Daniel to come on and kick it from the left hash mark, so he's got to kick it back to the right. This is not a centered kick. It will be a 25-yard field goal attempt. The snap, the hold, the kick by Daniel is on the way, and it is good. Nice kick by Vincent Daniel, his third made field goal of the year in six tries. And Rossville cuts the deficit in the half. 6-3, Centralia, a minute 40 to go before intermission. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tec filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Clifton Clyde leading at halftime over Central Plains, 14-6. Conway Springs all over Valley Heights, 35-6. If Valley Heights and Centralia had both won tonight, it would have been an all-TVL state title game in Hutch coming up next Saturday in Class 1A. The 2A state title game is on Friday at Hutch. 3A is, I think, at noon next Saturday in Hutch. They've changed things this year. Three of the games, state games, all being in Hutch, spread over Friday and Saturday, 1, 2, and 3A. Here's the kickoff for Rossville, and Daniel boots it deep. It is taken by Aldifer from his 15. Coming to near side of the field, gets a big block, cuts back to the 40, and then finally is knocked out of bounds here in the near side, close to us, by Jordan Johnson. But Aldifer, a return of roughly 32 to the 47, and that's where Centralia will start at their own 47-yard line, leading 6 3. Centralia had one good drive, 9 plays, 80 yards, all for a 7-yard run. They completed a 3rd and 12 on that drive, but 3 and out on their first possession, 3 and out on their last possession. Rouseville just went 11 plays, 48 yards, converted a 4th and 1, but had to settle for a 25-yard field goal by Vincent Daniels. The drive stalled at the 8. So the red zone offense for Rouseville, 2 opportunities and just 3 points. Minute 32 to work with for Centralia. They have 2 timeouts at their disposal. Terry Thomas, the head coach, 114-27 for Rouseville. Assisted by Dan Schneider, Pete Fonestell, Chris James, and Kenny Swart. Their 3 losses this year combined 15 points to 3 really good football teams. 1st and 10 for the Panthers, moving to our right for the near hash mark. Plenty, it's quarterback zone read. He takes it away from Runnebaum and keeps it. Good decision by Plenty as he be able to knit and pick his way down to the Rouseville 48. Gain of 5 as the clock continues to run, but if Centralia picks up a 1st down, then they'll probably start utilizing those 2 timeouts. Heidemann is the wing back on the right side. Haverkamp split right, 2 receivers flanked left, Aldifer in the slot. Plenty checks over with his coaching staff on what they want to run. 1 minute to go in this 1st half, 6-3 Centralia. Plenty, quarterback draw all the way, goes left, now lowers the shoulder, slams into a couple of Rouseville Bulldog defenders. Not enough for the 1st down. He is stopped shy of that by about a yard as a mark at the 44. And a gain of 3 or 4, and a timeout called by Centralia will take one as well. Panthers lead 6-3, back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Don't forget the restroom situation. We have 2 porta potties.
Okay, we'll keep it right here. 46.6 seconds to play before halftime. Centralia has 1 timeout to work with.
Head down the straight hallway.
As Plenty on that carry was able to pick up 4, brings up a 3rd down and 1. Plenty, 10 attempts for 35 yards. Aldifer, 5 for 29 and a touchdown. Taysen Horrockstone for 65 yards. Run for 44 for the Bulldogs. Mekhi Jackson, 2 catches for 36 yards. Baduria has a catch for 16. Cameron Miller, 2 for 15. And Brock Bush had a deflected ball. Offensive lineman caught midair with a 5-yard reception. So 3rd down and 1 for Centralia.
3rd and 1.
You would think they would go for it on 4th and 1, but earlier they went ahead and accepted a delay of game. Might play field position. Here is Flinty. Out of that single wing, gets a snap, rolls right, being chased. Flinty could run for this 1st down if he wants it. Instead, he goes deep, and it is caught. Making adjustment at the 11 is Haverkamp. Horrock had position, but the ball was slightly underthrown, and Haverkamp makes the catch. It's a 33-yard connection. I was sitting there saying Flinty could have run for a 1st down. That was 3rd and 1, and he could have, but Flinty says, no, I want to get more. Got a little greedy. It worked out. Ball's down to the 11. Here is the spinner by Flinty out of that single wing formation. Breaks 1 tackle, 2nd, and he bursts through the defense and into the end zone, right through the gut of the Rouseville interior. Officially, they're going to say it's a 13-yard run for Flinty, and Centralia leads 12-3 with 25 seconds to go before intermission. So it ends up being a 31-yard pass to Haverkamp. And then Flinty, the 13-yard run, which is his 18th rushing touchdown of the year. And now Centralia burns the timeout so they can set up their 2-point try. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Located just east of Rouseville on Highway 24, Rouseville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rouseville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Centralia got the football with 1:32 to play here after the kickoff and the nice return by Quentin Aldifer to the 47. And the Panthers take 4 plays. They go 53 yards. The key play, the third and one. Plenty rolling to his right. Could have run for a first. Instead, elected to throw it deep. It was slightly underthrown. Haverkamp made the adjustment, made the catch. They called it at the 13, not the 11. Very next play, Plenty runs it in right through the middle in the heart of that Rossville defense. Broke one tackle, and he was gone. 13-yard run. And now Centralia going for two, leading 12-3. Two-possession game, no matter whether this works or fails. In motion is Alder for the left. Plenty rolls left, wants to throw, had a man open at first. Now he throws late over the middle, and it is caught for the two-point conversion by Ben Haverkamp. Well, he had a man open left corner of the end zone. Turn that down, and Plenty goes over the middle. Haverkamp, and Centralia is up 14-3. 25 seconds to go before halftime. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Centralia has had two possessions where they've been able to move the football into the Rossville Bulldog red zone, and they've capitalized with two touchdowns. Rossville, meanwhile, has had two drives go into the Centralia red zone. In fact, all the way down to the one and all the way down to the Panther eight, and they've come away with just 3 points total out of those two drives. And that's the difference in the game. Centralia has finished their two drives, and Rossville has been unable to cash it in after working so hard to get close to the end zone. That's the difference in playoff football. Here's a low line drive kick. It's taken by Badura at the 28. Had a nice return earlier. Let's see what he can do here. And he is knocked down. What a play by Dagan Runnebaum. He's had a nice night on special teams and from his cornerback position. And Badura slow to get up at the 38. So return of 10. And let's see how aggressive Derek Hamas, head coach of Rossville, is. Trailing 14-3. Rossville did defer after winning the coin toss. And Charlie got the football first, which means Rossville will have the ball to begin the second half. So keep that in mind. 20 seconds to play here before halftime. Rossville has two timeouts to work with. Centralia out of timeout. Trio receivers right. Horak rolls right. He throws on an out. It is caught, and it's Connor Bush with the catch. Let's see where he stepped out far sideline at the 43. So it's a gain of 6 on the play to Connor Bush, and he got out of bounds, so that stops the clock. Second down and 4 for the Bulldog offense. Well, last week against Jackson Heights, they were down 24-7 and scored right before halftime to make it 24-14. See if they can do it again. Three receivers bunched right, one receiver left. Horak, empty set. He looks deep. He goes over the middle for a post pattern for Cameron Miller, and it's incomplete. Led him too far. Centralia had it well covered at the 25-yard line. Alderfer back there also in on the coverage for Centralia. Deep down the field was Tyler Jones. So Centralia staying home and not letting anybody get behind their secondary.
Third and 4.
Both these teams so well coached, outstanding head coaches and coaching staffs. You got to be well coached to get to this level. State semifinals in 1A. 7.5 to play before halftime. Two receivers to the left. Jackson split wide to the right. Johnson the wing back. Empty set. Here is Horak. Backpedals. Let's set up the wide receiver screen near side and airmails it for Miller, and I don't think there would have been much there anyway. That was a long throw for Horak to make to the near side of the field in front of the Centralia sideline. Even though Miller's 6'5", that one's going up for about a 6'10 guy. But I guess I said, I don't think there would have been much there. Centralia had it well covered. Incomplete pass for the Bulldog offense. Now they're faced with 4th and 4 with 3.6 to play in the second quarter. And let's see if Rossville goes ahead and takes a chance at making a play, a Hail Mary type of play, a flea flicker, or a hook and ladder, or will they just go ahead and play it safe and punt it away? And it looks like that's exactly what Coach Hamas is electing to do. And I think a big part of that is you get the ball to start the second half. 14-3 Centralia. Back to punt is Connor Bush. High snap again. Connor hauls it in, elevates and snatches out of midair. It's a high but short punt. Centralia gets away from it. It was near Haverkamp. It is down there by Rossville's Jared Cunningham, and the clock winds to zeros in the second quarter here at John Riggins Field. Centralia 14, Rossville 3 in this 1A state semifinal. Our halftime show is on the way after this timeout. Back in 2.5 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Blue Valley Trailers is the premier trailer dealer in northeast Kansas with a location in Waterville serving all the Midwest. Stocking trailers from manufacturers like Titan, Sharp, Wilson, H&H, Travelong, and more. Located just a mile from the Titan Trailer Manufacturing Plant in Waterville, Blue Valley Trailers offers some of the best prices in the area. They also carry Titan West cattle equipment and provide Sherco tarp repair or replacement. Don't wait any longer. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
Grounded Coffee House has been serving the Rossville community for the past 17 years. Start your game day the grounded way. Enjoy hot or iced lattes, frappes, including peanut butter and chocolate, and Lotus energy drinks. Make sure to try the fan favorite Bulldog Bite or kick off Christmas season with a peppermint mocha. Grounded Coffee House in downtown Rossville.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
To provide service after the sale at Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded more service bays, more factory authorized Ford parts, and more Ford factory trained and certified technicians are ready to help you with your maintenance and repair. Let Honeyman Ford in Seneca be the place you buy your next vehicle, and you too can enjoy the results of their expanded services.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And along with Studio Engineer MJ Wickersham with you on this Friday in November. Temperature at kickoff was around 47 degrees. There's not much wind to worry about, which makes it a lot more pleasant for the fans. Excellent turnout, of course, for the hometown Centralia fans because they're on their home field. Rossville always supports their team, and they were here in droves. Not only this week, but last week on the road at Jackson Heights. And at halftime, Centralia leads 14-3. Centralia had the football first. They went a three and out. They had a fourth and one at about their own 43, 44-yard line. Coach Holthaus deciding to go ahead and try to draw them off sides. Took a delay game penalty, punted away. Rossville took over at their own 29 and a third and 15. And Tayson Horak, little Houdini, some magic, was able to get free from three would-be sackers of Centralia through a 24-yard pass to Makai Jackson, and eventually Rossville moved it all the way down to the one-yard line and had a third and goal at the one, but had a false start, moved them back to the six, and the pass after that was incomplete, so they had to settle for a 27-yard field goal, but it was missed wide to the right, and Rossville came up empty. Centralia took over at their own 20. They go nine plays, 80 yards, and it was Quentin Aldifer with a 7-yard touchdown run. 2-point conversion failed. Centralia led 6-0, 54 seconds into the second quarter. Rossville got the ball back. Nice return to the 44. They go 11 plays, 48 yards, and convert a 4th-and-1, but eventually had to settle as the drive stalled at the Centralia 8, had a 4th-down-and-6, and they send out the field goal kicker, Vincent Daniel. He drilled a 25-yard field goal from the near hash mark. And it was 6-3 Centralia. Panthers take over after a nice kick return by Quentin Oliver. Centralia had the football set up shop at their own 47. Takes them just four plays. And they take a minute eight off the clock and scored with 24.8 seconds remaining. Day before halftime on a 13-yard run by the quarterback Jacob Flinty. The key play, a 31-yard pass on the 3rd-and-1 from Flinty to Haverkamp. Haverkamp then added the 2-point conversion pass. That was thrown by Flinty. Centralia leads at halftime 14-3. Individual and team stats coming up next on the other side of this break. It is high school football playoff action on 96.9 The Pulse. Centralia leads 14-3 back in 2.5 minutes.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
The guarantees expressed in the standard based on the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
At Skill Saws Hardwood Flooring, we've been in business for over 24 years. On the back of one man's dream, Chris Schaefer had a quite simple vision to rise above each and every residential and commercial wood flooring business operating in Northeast Kansas. Today, the staff at Skill Saws Hardwood Flooring has over 80 years of combined experience and a genuine passion for what we do that money alone cannot buy. Specializing in an array of popular flooring types, learn more at SkillSaws.com or call 785-249-5084. Remember the name, SkillSaws Hardwood Flooring with Chris Schaefer.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at Nextech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It is Substate Friday across the state of Kansas. Only four teams remain in every classification, including Centralia and Rossville in Class 1A. It's our game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse. And at halftime, Centralia leading on their home field over Rossville 14-3. Let's go through the individual and team stats in that first half. Taysen Horak of Rossville, 9 carries for 44 yards. Connor Bush, 4 for 4 yards. Horak throwing the football was 9 of 14 for 84 yards. Cameron Badura, catch for 16. Jack Donovan, 1 for 4. Connor Bush, 1 for 6. Cameron Miller, 2 for 15. Makai Jackson, 2 for 36. Brock Bush, the offensive lineman who caught a deflected pass and rumbled for 5 yards, 1 for 5, and Seth Catron to catch for 2 yards in that first half. Centralia, meanwhile, Jacob Flinney, 11 carries, 48 yards on the touchdown. Quentin Olive for 5 carries, 29 yards, and a touchdown. Dagan Runnebaum, two runs for 15 yards. Jacob Flinney throwing the pigskin was 2 for 2 for 55 yards, a 24-yarder to Quentin Olive, and then that key 31-yarder on 3rd and 1 to set up their second scoring drive. Haverkamp making an adjustment on an underthrow against Horak and made the catch down at the 13. Team stats: Centralia 18 carries, 92 yards. Rossville 13 attempts for 48. Passing yards: Rossville 84, Centralia 55. Total yardage: Centralia 147, Rossville 132. Offensive plays: 27 for Rossville, 20 for Centralia. There was one fumble, but it was recovered. Rossville recovered their own fumble. No sacks by either defense, and not a lot of flags, which you like to see in playoff football. Centralia 2 for 15, Rossville 2 for 10, but had a crucial false start on a 3rd and goal at the 1, where they would have had 2 cracks at it from the 1. Instead, they got back to the 6, 3rd and goal at the 6, incomplete pass, had to settle for a field goal, missed it on their first drive of the night. So it has been a game where both defenses really haven't given up too many big plays. About the only time there's been a big play really one for each team in the passing game, and that was Horak breaking free and avoiding a sack and throwing a dart down the field to Makai Jackson for 24 yards. And then there was Flinty with that throw I just referred to, Haverkamp, for 31. Halftime, Centralia 14, Rossville 3. Bulldogs get the football to start the second half. When we return our halftime festivities, we will update you on the other state playoff matchups across the state of Kansas, give you some score updates, a few surprises so far. That's all to come after this timeout. This is Playoff Football on 96.9 The Pulse.
Get ready for Scooter's Lawn and Leisure Repair Black Friday Sale. Enjoy a 10% discount on all new products such as generators, go-karts, quads, mowers, leaf blowers, weed eaters, mini bikes, dirt bikes, and special order items. Scooters will be open until 8 p.m. on Black Friday, November 29th, offering you the opportunity to find that ideal Christmas gift or upgrade your yard equipment and support local. They can order and service side-by-sides, golf carts, quads, dirt bikes, and go-karts. Come check out the selection at Scooter's Lawn and Leisure Repair in downtown Rossville.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they are an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
At Community Healthcare Systems, your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. Our family medicine team at our St. Mary's Family Health Center provides comprehensive primary care tailored to your individual needs throughout every phase of life. From wellness checks and health screenings to treating illnesses and injuries, we deliver a wide spectrum of services to support whole health for the whole family, including obstetrics and newborn care. Call the CHCS St. Mary's Family Health Center today at 785-437-3734 to schedule your appointment. CHCS, whole family health and inspired by you.
Are you looking for exceptional care in a truly home-like environment? Then I encourage you to think Oakley Place. With limited openings right now, Oakley Place has a staff-to-resident ratio of just 1-4 compared to the common average of 1-10. Oakley Place provides more personalized attention and support for your loved ones. You can visit oakleyplacecare.com to learn more or call 785-232-6000 to learn more about the compassionate care and home-like setting with Oakley Place. Don't miss out on this opportunity for top-tier care for your loved one at Oakley Place.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
Locally owned and operated for 25 years, Miller Motors in Rossville is proud to support area communities. Miller Motors offers the finest in-use vehicles and has a terrific service department. It's your next vehicle at Miller Motors, 215 West Highway 24 in Rossville.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Wade Gerster back with you from John Riggins Field here in Centralia. Panthers leading the Rossville Bulldogs 14-3 at halftime. Let's update you on other scores across the state of Kansas. As I go back through my thread here, Manhattan is up on Derby in Class 6A, 14-7. That's number 2 Manhattan versus number 1 Derby, both undefeated there. Blue Valley West is at Gardner-Edgerton in 6A. And 5A, St. James Academy at St. Thomas Aquinas. Hayes is leading Eisenhower down at Goddard, 14-7 at halftime. Hayes lost a couple of their quarterbacks injuries, according to the note I have. Bueller is at Andover Central tonight in 4A. Bishop Miege is at Tonganoxie in 3A. Andale all over Holcomb right now, 55-6. And Hayden is at Wellsville tonight, Class 2A. All-league battle between Southeast Lean and Beloit. Southeast Lean leading halftime 14-12. Nemaw Central going for the three-peat, leading Council Grove at last check 7-0. That game on our sister station, 103.9 KNZA. Conway Springs, no problems with Valley Heights, 55-6 is that score. I believe, that, I don't know if that's final or not, but 55-6 Conway Springs. That game started at 6 o'clock here at Centralia, 14-3 over Rossville. 8-man Division I, Hoxie is at South Central, both teams 11-0. Clifton Clyde got a field goal by their place kicker with 1:28 remaining and takes a 25-22 lead on the road in Claflin against Central Plains. So Clifton Clyde, a minute 28 from moving on to the state championship game out of Greensburg next weekend. And then Frankfort hanging with Axtell. Axtell's won 50 in a row and won 76-30 early in the year against Frankfurt. That game on our sister station, KMZA 92.1. And it is Axtell leading 16-12 over Frankfurt midway through the second quarter, last update we had there. And then Victoria 11-0 leading at number four, Dighton, who's also 11-0. Victoria leading in that one 28-14. And I believe just received an update. Axtell is now up 24-12 over Frankfurt. So that's an update on all the scores. 6A, 5A, 4A, 3A, 2A, 1A, 8-man 1, 8-man 2. 6-man Tescott was, I believe they won tonight. I'll have to pull that back up in 6-man football. But Tescott was taking on Cunningham in 6-man. And let me scroll through here real quick in case you're curious about that one. Actually, it was Cunningham took care of Tescott. 54-8 game called in the third in 6-man football. So after the night, we will know who is in all of the state championship games, and we hope to have multiple games to cover for you coming up next Friday and Saturday here on our sister station, all of our stations, 96.9 The Pulse, hopefully, also 92.1 and 103.9, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network and MC Radio Group. 14-3, Centralia lead at halftime, back with the second half in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Grounded on the go is Topeka's first mobile coffee camper, serving your favorite drinks including iced hot lattes, Lotus energy drinks, Grounded Creations, and more. And right now, they are booking 2025 events, festivals, corporate events, and pop-ups. They will bring the energy to you. Learn more at the Grounded on the Go Facebook page.
Ensure your needs today by contacting Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Garrett is a trusted choice independent insurance agent who can compare different insurance companies and tailor coverage to your individual needs. Plus, he can advocate for you and prioritize your best interests. Get the personalized service you deserve with a trusted choice agent. Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Your trusted partner for all your insurance needs. Backed by the Trusted Choice Network. Go Dawgs!
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And along with student engineer MJ, Wade Gershon with you on this fine Friday evening in November. It is Substate Friday, the final four, the state semifinals across the state of Kansas. Centralia leading Rossville 14-3. This is the 13th meeting all time between these two schools on the gridiron. Rossville has won the last eight meetings. Centralia and Rossville met for the first time back in 96. Rossville won that one. Centralia won in 1997. And in 2000, Centralia beat Rossville in the second round of the playoffs 61-0. And then Centralia beat Rossville in 2010. So Centralia won three of the first four meetings, but Rossville's won the last eight, including the season opener in 2018, 19, 20, and 21. What's interesting is six of the last seven matchups between Rossville and Centralia, one of the two schools went on to win a state title. So the tradition, five state titles since 14 for Rossville, four since 2009. For Centralia, and both these teams are two wins away from adding another state championship trophy to their collection. Right now, Centralia has the advantage, but Jackson Heights had a 10-point advantage last Friday at halftime and had a 17-point lead with 5.5 minutes to go, and Rossville came back to win, so you never count out the Bulldogs. Right now, they trail 14-3. They get the football to start the second half. One little nugget. How about this one? 1979, the Rossville Bulldog football team went 11-1. They did not make it to the state title game and gave up 3 points all year. The only 3 points they gave up, 3A state semifinals, lost to Smith Center 3-0. Isn't that crazy? You have a season, you got 3 points all year, and you don't even make the state final. Now, I know people are listening, alums, and know that team from 79 going, thanks, Wade, for bringing that one up. But that is, we talk about the insane comeback last week for Rossville. That's insane that you can have 11 straight shutouts and then give up the audacity to give up 3 points and get shut out yourself and lose in the state semifinals back in 1979. That team certainly had the ability to win a state title. So there are years where your school, you feel like they got a great chance to win it all, and they maybe don't, and sometimes luck's not on your side. And then sometimes you win a state title and you say, well, that wasn't our best team, but it was a good team, and maybe you catch a break or two. So here we go. Start the second half. Centralia kickoff. Haverkamp from the 40, from right to left. Hope you enjoy the second half on 96.9 The Pulse. It is a short kick that is caught by Mekhi Jackson at the 26, but I don't know if the ball was ready for play, and there's a penalty on Centralia. There were just four penalties in that first half, two on Centralia, two on Rossville, for a total of just 25 yards. I personally love when there's not a lot of penalties. When you don't talk about the officials, that usually means they've done a wonderful job. They are not appreciated enough what the officials do, sometimes in some really tough conditions. If you saw last night in the NFL game through the snow in Cleveland when the Browns beat the Steelers. So the five-yard penalty on the procedure for Centralia. So Haverkamp tees it up from the far hash mark at the 35, kicking from south to north here at John Riggins Field. Of course, John Riggins is an amazing football player at Centralia, at KU, and on to the NFL. Won a Super Bowl MVP in 83 against the Raiders, playing for the Redskins, who are now the Commanders. Here's a short kick taken by Connor Bush at the 37, angles back near sideline, dives forward to the 49. Open field tackle there on special teams by Henry Eidemann. So once again, Rossville has some good field position as they will start at their own 49-yard line, trailing by a score of 14-3. Taysen Horak is the quarterback. Andre Johnson, Connor Bush are the backs. Cameron Badura, Mekhi Jackson, Jack Donovan are the receivers. Will Cook, right tackle. Brock Bush, left tackle. Left guard, Jordan Johnson. Lil Worley, 6'3", 291, senior at right guard. Center is the senior in Jared Cunningham. First down and 10 for Rossville. The give is, nope, they fake it to Bush. It's Horak. He is met by Reinick. He stood up along with Stahlbaumer and Grady Becker and Henry Heidemann. Four Panthers there will gobble him up and spit him out. Forward progress to the 48. It's a pickup of three for Taysen Horak, who has a 10 carries, 47 yards. Rossville just 51 yards rushing so far in this game, coming in averaging 247 on the season. So Centralia defense, Mason Stahlbaumer, Aiden Talley are the DNs. Parker Cook, the nose guard. Outside backers, Jacob Flinty, Grady Becker. Inside backers, Henry Heidemann, Ben Haverkamp, Isaac Reinicke. Second down and 8. The ball is one hops to Horak on the snap. Not a good snap by Cunningham. Horak just picks up the ball, dives forward, back to the original line of scrimmage. Did the best he could in a tough situation, wrapped up there by Aiden Talley, a junior DN for Centralia, who has a sack on the season. So no going on the play for Horak. The secondary for Centralia corners Tyler Jones and Dagan Runnebaum, and the safety Quentin Aldifer, who has five interceptions on the year to lead the team. Haverkamp leads the team with 95 tackles. Third down and 7. No gain on that last one. Third and 7 for Rossville. Middle of the field at the Centralia 48. Twins left, twins right. Horak rolls left against his body. Lost the ball as he went up to throw it, and it's recovered by Centralia. The ball simply slipped out of Horak's hand as he cocked, getting ready to fire. Slipped out of his right paw and recovered by Centralia. Mason Stahlbaumer was over there. Didn't see officially who had the recovery. Aiden Talley was there. And Reinicke was there as well. And so we talk about there is a little luck involved, as I referred to back to the 79 team, and then certainly is there a little bit of luck recovering two onside kicks back-to-back and winning last week? Yeah, there's a little bit. A lot of people say you make your own luck, and I would agree with that. Unlucky there for Horak. Ball slips out. It's recovered. And so now Centralia takes over at the Rossville 44, leading 14-3. Here's Flinty following Aldifer to his left. Cuts back. Connor Bush with the tackle. Leading tackle on the team with 110 coming in. Gain of 3 for Flinty. So a tough break there for Taysen Horak. He was wanting to throw the football. Just slipped out of his hand. And so the fumble by the Rossville Bulldogs. First turnover of the night for either team. And Centralia taking over. Prime Real Estate, Rossville 44, now Rossville 41, after the 3-yard gain for Jacob Flinty. Neither team has lit up the scoreboard in regards to individual team stats, but Centralia leads on the scoreboard officially with points, 14-3 out of the single wing attack. Here's the spinner by Flinty, spins and hands it off to Aldifer, and Aldifer is pushed back as he is met on that surge by Cameron Badura. Also there was Jordan Johnson. Gain to the 37, maybe the 38, and limping off the field for Centralia is Tyler Jones. So third down and 4 for the Panther offense. The ball placed at the 38 in Bulldog territory, moving to our left at the near hash mark. Centralia winners of 9 in a row. Rossville's won 8 in a row, and they've won Eight in a row in the series between the two schools. Centralia trying to snap that skid and move on to the state title game for the first time since 2019. Receiver right is Haberkamp. Tight formation, and Fuente, oh, he is hit low. Chopped down by Brock Bush, and hopefully Fuente is okay. He took a shot down at the knees. Slow to get up, but he's all right. He fell forward to the 36, so a gain of a couple. Of course, Fuente last year tore his ACL in week five against Jackson Heights. Came back a few weeks later, gutted through the rest of the season, and he worked really hard to be ready this season. And what a year for the senior. He's thrown for 700 yards, run for 1,500, 10 touchdown passes, just two interceptions. He's rushed for 18 scores, ran for 262 and four touchdowns at Colgan in the big win in Pittsburgh, 46-14 to put him in the semis. Fourth and two, Centralia goes for it. Once again, single wing formation, and it's a little pooch punt by the quarterback, Flinty. Nobody back to return for Rossville, and Flinty kicked it a little bit too hard, bounces it to two and into the end zone for the touchback. So Centralia had good field position at the Rossville 44, but end up punting the football back to Rossville. So how about the Bulldog defense? They come up with a huge stop there. And last Friday against Jackson Heights, Rossville, every time they were in a must-score situation, they came through with flying colors. We're not to a must-score situation yet, but that felt like a must-stop defensive situation for the Bulldog defense, and they got the job done. So first and 10, Rossville will start now at their own 20-yard line from north to south. Low snap, but it's handled by Horak. He hands it off to Bush, and Connor Bush, there's nothing there. Gain of one. Reinicke there along with Stahlbaumer. Also there, Haberkamp and Runnebaum in run support. Also there was Aldifer and Parker Cook, a host of Panthers in on the stop. A gain of one for Connor Bush. What's interesting is, and Andre Johnson, he's in the game. He's lined up as a wing back a lot tonight. He has not carried the ball. Last week, Andre Johnson, 8 carries, 76 yards and a touchdown at Jackson Heights. Had a couple of catches, but he has a big cast on that right arm. Might be part of the reason why he's not carrying the football. Here's a quick throw to the outside, and it's dropped by Donovan. He felt footsteps. He heard it, and he felt the footsteps from Reinicke and Runnebaum, and dropping the football was Donovan, who had a big game, 130 yards receiving a touch in that comfort by win over Jackson Heights. Drops it on the near side, front of the Panthers sideline at the 28. Would have been just a couple yards shy of a first down. So third down and long for Rossville. Third and nine at their own 21. Trailing Centralia 14-3, 7:27 to play, third quarter. Wing back right, Connor Bush. Wing back left, Andre Johnson. Here comes a blitz by Reinicke. Horak eludes the defender. Cuts back middle of the field. He's at the 30. Has a first down for the Bulldogs and more. Breaks a tackle. Carries another. As hanging on for dear life is Grady Becker by the shoe tops of Horak to the 41. It's a gain of 20. Well, Reinicke came free on a blitz up the middle. Horak just sidestepped him and picked up 20 on the play when a lot of quarterbacks who don't have a lot of agility would have been dropped for a loss and would have been sacked and would have eventually turned into a punt, would have been fourth and long. Instead, Horak takes what could have been a bad situation and makes it a good one. First down and 10 for the Bulldogs. They move the chains, moving to our right, trailing by 11. Two receivers right. Johnson, the wing back, goes in motion left. Bush, the running back, to the left side of Horak. He keeps it. Bush, the lead blocker. Horak is met. Mason Stahlbaumer hit him initially, and then the express comes in. The remaining of the defense led there by Henry Heidemann. And also there was Flinty. And Horak gained maybe one to the 42. So you do wonder if Andre Johnson, with maybe not able to carry that football, he's in the block and be a decoy maybe a little bit. He is lined up now at the left hip of Horak. He's yet to carry the ball tonight, as we just explained. That'd be a big reason. Here's a quick pass to the outside. Well covered at the 49. A laser thrown by Horak, trying to go to Donovan. Runnebaum's over here with the coverage. He's had a nice game. The sophomore, 5'8", 165, couple interceptions, two pick sixes on the year. He's a ball hawk, and he had good coverage on Donovan. Incomplete pass for Tayson Horak. Of course, the Horak family, holy cow. Thatcher was part of the team with Coach Hummus first couple of years, and of course they won state titles in 2014, 15 and 16. Thatcher was there for the championship, the first one in 14. More on that in a moment. Three receivers right, one receiver left on third down and nine. Horak has plenty of time all day over the middle, and he has his man, Makai Jackson, breaks the tackle, then is met and dropped there in the secondary by Tyler Jones at the 38, but it's a pickup of 20 to Jackson, and an outstanding throw by Tayson Horak. And Makai Jackson is Ian Donovan and his two favorite targets the last couple of weeks. And getting back to the Horrock family, so then Thatcher was with the team and on the team in that first title. And then Tucker took over, was starting quarterback in 14 and 15, and they went undefeated 14-0, champion quarterback in 16-13-1, had a 40-1 record at quarterback, did Tucker. Part of that three-peat, as here is Taysen, his younger brother, the senior, up the middle and pushed back at the 34. Gain of four for Taysen. And so Tucker was a three-year starter, had just under 7,000 rushing yards in his career, almost 2,900 passing yards, went 40-1 as a starter, helped lead the team to three state titles, had 111 rushing touchdowns, 67 passing touchdowns. That's just, I just went through Thatcher and now Tucker. There's still Torrey and Taysen to tell you about. And as Coach Thomas told me earlier this week, makes the coach a lot smarter when he has great kids like that, especially when they're running the controls at quarterback. Second and six, in motion's Connor Bush, and it's fumbled. The ball's loose, and Centralia recovers. Taylor Camp recovers it at the 42. Horrock, it was a quarterback. Reed, jet sweep action, in motion was Jackson, and neither one held on to the ball. It drops to the turf and is recovered by Haverkamp. The second turnover by Rossville in this second half. And Haverkamp with the fumble recovery. So Rossville's had the ball twice and they fumbled the ball away. Both times with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, 14-3, Centralia. So an eight-play drive ends for Rossville. On the turnover, Centralia now will start at their own 41, moving back to our left. Flinty, pump fake, has time, throws a tight spiral down the field, and it is intercepted! Taysen Horrock picks it off, far side at the 36, trying to go to Haverkamp, and Horrock is not fooled this time, and he really wasn't fooled earlier, it's just that Haverkamp adjusted to an underthrown pass this time, undercutting it, making the pick as Horrock, who had outstanding coverage, like glue on Haverkamp. And the pick for Flinty, that is his first missed pass of the night. He's 2-3. And for Flinty, just his third interception thrown this year. And Taysen Horrock with the interception, that is his first pick of the year. He had four last year. So Horrock with the interception. And now Rossville takes over at their own 38. Moving to our left. Wide receiver bubble screen. Here's Donovan. Has some room. Breaks one tackle. Spins out of another, thrown forward by Flinty, close to a first down. In fact, looks like he's got enough to the 48, pickup of 10. And there's that speed on the outside that Coach Holthouse was worried about, and a good open field tackle by Flinty, or that could have gone to the house. So Horrock with the interception on the very first play, after Centralia had taken over at their own 41 on the fumble between Horrock and Jackson. So Rossville back in business at their own 48 from the near hash. The give is to Connor Bush, and he flies through into the second level and wrapped up there by Becker, close to another first down. They're going to give him nine. So back-to-back successful runs for the Bulldog offense. They have turned it over twice in this second half, but the key is their defense has gotten stops, and Centralia no points off those two turnovers. Second down and one, approaching 4 minutes of play, third quarter. Winner goes to the state title game next Saturday in Hutch. Pair receivers flanked left, two receivers flanked right. Catron in the slot. The give is to Bush as they spread out the Centralia defense, and Bush slams into the line and pushed back at the 40. Gain of three of the second down and one, and that moves the sticks. Move the chains to the south, first down and 10 for Rossville. So I was talking about the Horrocks, and there's Torrey Horrock. All he did was be a three-year starter, threw for 3,800 yards, ran for 3,900, and led Rossville to back-to-back state titles, undefeated in 20 and 21 at 13-0. And now Taysen is the quarterback here this year. He was a receiver last year. He gets a carry running left, keeping his Horrock, and met by Parker Cook, and he rudely flips Horrock to the ground. No gain on the play. Taysen Horrock last year was an all-league first teamer as a receiver. Had 500 yards rushing and 476 receiving, almost 1,000 combined yards. This year moved to quarterback, 2,000 career rushing yards now for Taysen. Second down and 10. Trips to the left, one receiver right. The throw, oh, Rannenbaum right there. Drops Donovan immediately, but it's a first down. Elevating and hauling it in is Donovan. Nice catch. Centrea is saying it's incomplete, but I think that was a catch, a nice catch by Donovan, who is Taysen's cousin. And, of course, with small-town teams, the community-oriented feel for Centralia and Rossville and 1A schools and 2A and 3A schools, there's a lot of brothers and cousins and family connection. Third and three at the 35 for Rossville. Katrin in motion. They give it to him, running left, trying to get the outside, stretching it out, the Centralia defense, and Katrin's well short of the first down. Flinty was able to fire through with the penetration, and then Becker was there to clean up with Katrin. No gain on the play. That's Katrin missed the last couple of games, back for this one. And so now fourth down and three at the 36. They've got to get to, it's almost fourth down and four, closer to fourth and four for Rossville. Donovan flanked wide to the near side from the far hash mark. Horak shouts out the signals. Katrin in the right slot. In motion comes Connor Bush to the near side. Horak steps into a throw, airs it out. Near sideline, incomplete for Katrin. Good coverage by Quentin Oliver, incomplete on the fourth down play, and it's a turnover on downs. Centralia gets the football back. A defensive battle royale here in this third quarter of play between two juggernauts in the state of Kansas with the nine combined state titles in the last 15 years. Four for Centralia and five for Rossville. So Centralia takes over. Turnover on downs for the Bulldogs. And so Centralia with the football, resting at their own 36. Last time they had it, one play, Flinty threw the pick. Horak with the pilfer. So first down and 10 for Centralia. 1:41 to play third quarter. Panthers 14, Rossville 3. Out of the single wing formation, here is Aldifer. Flinty with a nice kickout block. Aldifer trying to stutter step, get by a little stiff arm, and slips and falls right on the sideline. Good job with the containment on the outside. Andre Johnson, Brock Bush, Taysen Horak also there for the Rossville Bulldog defense, Will Cook. Aldifer was able to pick up five, but that could have gone for much more.
5 yard gain, second down five.
This Rossville defense, they start six seniors, four juniors, a sophomore. On offense, eight seniors, three juniors. Eight of the 11 starters are two-way players, or eight of 11 are two-way players. Second down and five, the 41 near hash. Here's the direct snap to Flinty, and Flinty, along with his line, shows Rossville backwards on their heels to the 48. They needed five. They gain seven, and that was smash mouth power football at its finest by the Centralia Panthers. Coach Hama saying this week, Centralia is just tough. They're physical, hard nosed, and they will get after it. First down and 10 for Centralia.
Running run, good for a Panther. First and 10.
Nemos Central in action tonight against Council Grove. Axtell Frankfort not too far from here. Valley Heights looks like their season coming to an end, getting blown out at Conway Springs. So Conway Springs will play the winner of this game for the 1A state title next Saturday. Rannenbaum in the backfield, left tip of Flinty, wing back left, going in motion far side Reinicke, and there is a flag, a delay of game on Centralia. Their second penalty of the quarter, their fourth of the ball game. One of the cool things about the rich history of these two teams is that a lot of these kids that are playing for Centralia and for Rossville tonight, when they were younger, they were going to state championship games, cheering on their team, and got to see some of their brothers or cousins or some kind of relation, or neighbors, win state titles. And there's a tradition in both these programs. First down and 15 from the 43 after the procedure call. Reinicke in motion to the far side. Oh, Flinty dropped the football, and now he's down. He went down to get the ball, put his knee on the ground, and in high school football, you're immediately down. You don't have to be touched. You put your knee down, hits the ground. The play is dead. So it's a loss of a couple of yards to the 39. The first time we've seen Centralia have a problem handling a snap. 22 seconds of ticking, third quarter, 14-3, Centralia with the lead, 10-1 on the season coming in. Winners of 9 in a row, only lost to Mid-Mechanic, Missouri, and Rossville, 8-3, their losses to state-ranked Silver Lake, state-ranked St. Mary's, state-ranked Nemaw Central, weeks 1, 2, and 3, all close games. And that has helped them here in the playoffs with that tough strength of schedule. At the end of 3, Centralia 14, Rossville 3, no score there in that third quarter. Back in the fourth quarter in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Grounded Coffee House has been serving the Rossville community for the past 17 years. Start your game day the grounded way. Enjoy hot or iced lattes, frappes, including peanut butter and chocolate, and Lotus energy drinks. Make sure to try the fan favorite Bulldog Bite or kick off Christmas season with a peppermint mocha. Grounded Coffee House in downtown Rossville.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gerscher back with you here in Centralia. As we'll get a few updates on scores. Clifton Clyde lost a heartbreaker, 28-25 to Central Plains tonight. Second down and 24, Centralia. The spinner, Flinty, keeps it out of single wing formation. Carries a couple defenders with him all the way back to the 47. So a gain of 8, maybe 9, and brings up a more manageable 3rd and 11. So Clifton Clyde hit a field goal with a minute 28 to go. It was up 25-22. Central Plains scored with 32 seconds left on a 25-yard touchdown. And then Clifton Clyde had a field goal attempt to try to tie the game at the end of regulation. As time expired, the field goal attempt was blocked. So Central Plains will go to the state title in 8-man D1. Conway Springs beat Valley Heights tonight 55-22. Axtell leading Frankfort 24-12. Axtell looking to add to their winning streak of 50. Here's Aldifer, keeps it running right. Has some room. Cuts back. Slips and falls at the 46 on a 3rd and 11. As Jordan Johnson with the stop. So on a 3rd and 11, he is able to pick up 7, almost 8. And that makes it a more manageable 4th and 4 if Roger Holthaus chooses to go for it. But the way his defense has been playing, he might choose to try to draw him off sides and get the first down and then call a timeout or take a delay of game like he did on the first possession of the night. Rossville's got to be smart. Watch the ball. Don't jump and give him a free first down. 10:38 to play, 4th quarter. Centralia moving left to right from north to south, leading 14-3. And here's a little pooch punt by the quarterback. A snap of the Flinty, and he quickly kicks it, and it spins to a stop at the 14. It was effective. Might not have been pretty, but it was effective. And Rossville start at their own 14, trailing 14-3. Well, last week Rossville was down 17 with 5.5 minutes to go. They're down 11 with 10.5 minutes to go on the road against Centralia. Let's see what kind of tricks they have in their bag. Nemaw Central leading Council Grove 14-0 fourth quarter. Horak give to Connor Bush, and Bush flies through an opening created by that offensive line angling to his right. It has nice yardage to the 23. Actually, it'll be a gain of 8 on the play for Connor Bush. Second down and 2. Need a 25 for a first. Two receivers to the left, two receivers right. Horak is in the pistol. Bush is to his left. Cunningham to snap it. Under 10 minutes to go in this one. Bush, same play, same formation, running right. He's able to veer his way into a first down at the 25.5. Move to chains, first down for the Bulldog offense. So Conway Springs wins 55-22. Central Plains knocks off Clifton Clyde 28-25. That's two TBL schools that season has come to an end. Centralia, a member of the TBL, in control right now, 14-3. Clock continues to run. From the far hash mark, four receivers set. Twins right, twins left. Throw, run a bomb all over the intended target. It was caught by Donovan, far sideline at the 28, but it's a gain of just three. And boy, run a bomb has really played well. There's not been a lot of room to operate for Donovan or anybody that's being defended by Runnabaugh. Beloit's leading Southeast Saline 24-14. As here's a run for Connor Bush, and he's able to pick up four to the 32. And so now Roscoe's faced with a third down and three, trailing 14-3, 8:45 to go in the fourth quarter. So Beloit and Nemaw Central, if they both hang on to win, that would be your 2A state title game next Friday evening in Hutchinson. Third and three for Rossville, down 11. Connor Bush goes back next to his quarterback, the senior Horak. Two receivers slink right, two left. Horak, a little hesitation, keeps it. He's able to slither through a small crack in the Centralia defense up to the 35 and very, very close to a first down. I think he's going to be a foot or two short, which will bring up a fourth down for the Bulldog offense. They need fourth and the length of a pigskin. And this is really, you feel right now, this is a must fourth down and one conversion with under eight to play, down two scores on the road. Johnson went far right. Was he set? And I don't think he was. Connor Bush has a first down. Good push by that right side of that offensive line, Worley and Cook. And it's a first down to the 40, gain of six on third and three, but Johnson went in motion to the far side and was not completely set, and thus the penalty is being thrown on the Bulldogs. Well, Rossville, they only had three penalties tonight, but you go back, third down and goal at the one. False start at a third and six, then they had to throw the ball incomplete, then missed a 27-yard field goal. That was a huge possession early in the game. And here, they had a third and short. They had it converted, but I knew before the snap that Johnson did not get set. So that is the illegal shift call. The officials are all over it. We have the best officials in the state when we get deep into the playoffs. And so even though Rossville only has three penalties for 15 yards, sometimes it's when those penalties occur that's much more damaging the amount of yardage. So now, fourth down and six. 7:40 and ticking on Rossville's season. Jackson, wide right, two to the left. Horak rolls left. He throws, and it is caught. What a catch and snag by Badura for a first down right in front of the Centralia coaching staff. That was a heck of a throw, heck of a catch, and great coverage by Heideman to the 39. It's a gain of 10 for Badura. I tell you, sometimes you just have a play where everybody involved did a wonderful job. Heideman couldn't do any better defensively other than maybe getting his hand to knock it down, but Duro somehow grabbed it, and Horak put it on the money. Fourth and six, they convert. First and 10. New lease on life for Rossville on this possession. Horak, quick drop, goes deep, has a man open. Donovan makes the catch at the Centralia 25, the 20, the 15, 10, 5, touchdown. And the Bulldogs, much like last Friday when they needed to score, they score. What a throw. It is a 61-yard strike from Horak to his cousin Donovan on the fly far sideline. And just like that, Bulldogs down 5, 14-9. And just like last week, Jackson Heights fans went quiet. Centralia fans now very, very quiet. 61-yard pass and the touchdown, the first TD of the night for Rossville. And they will go for two, down 14-9 with 7:15 to play. They converted a fourth down and six. Swinging gate, line to the left. Horak looking for a snap. Jackson going motion, and Rossville took a little while to get the personnel they wanted. They have to call a timeout. Very important two-point conversion. Timeout, Rossville, back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, fourth down and six, Rossville had to have it. Madura with a tremendous catch, great coverage by Heideman. That kept the drive alive. On the very next play, a 61-yard bomb as Horak led it perfectly right into the hands of Jack Donovan, who streaked down the far right sideline for the touchdown. And for Donovan, that is his fifth receiving touchdown of the year. Very similar play that he scored on in the second half at Jackson Heights in that fourth quarter. So now, a very important two-point conversion attempt for the Bulldogs. To my left, the ball at the three. Three receivers left. Connor Bush, Makai Jackson, and Badura. Horak has time. He throws. It's incomplete. Donovan was open. The ball slightly behind him. And then it looked like Donovan was going to haul it in. And Ronabon slapped it away. Another big play by the sophomore corner. 7:15 to play. Rossville denied on the two, but they're within one score. 14-9. Centralia with the lead back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Grounded on the Go is Topeka's first mobile coffee camper, serving your favorite drinks, including iced hot lattes, Lotus Energy drinks, Grounded Creations, and more. And right now, they are booking 2025 events, festivals, corporate events, and pop-ups. They will bring the energy to you. Learn more at the Grounded on the Go Facebook page.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you go back to that third quarter, Centralia only had seven plays offensively in that third quarter. Rossville, 18, but nobody scored in that third quarter. That changed just a moment ago here in the second half, the first touchdown we've seen, the first TD of the night for Rossville. And that was Donovan with the catch on the beautiful pass on the tight spiral by Tayson Horak. So Rossville right back in it, 14-9. Centralia with the lead. Now, that missed two-point conversion is very important because Rossville's Vincent Daniel, who made a field goal earlier tonight, that prevents Rossville being within three to tie it with a field goal. But it is a one-possession game. Short kick taken by Runnabomb, the sophomore, at the 22. He comes to the near side of the field, eludes one defender, and then takes on another, drops him, and then takes a big shot sideways on the shoulder by Jordan Johnson. Good coverage there by Rossville, as it was Kelton Laycock with the special teams tackle, number 22 for Rossville. And so Centralia will start at their own 34-yard line, leading 14-9. Meanwhile, Central leading 14-0 over Council Grove over in Seneca. Centralia takes over, leading by five. They have the football, 7:07 to play in this one. Flinty keeps it, running left, keeps those legs a-churning, pushes the pile forward. Nice surge from his offensive lineman, Tyron Talley, a sophomore center. The Centralia offense, that single wing, unbalanced line. You have a quick guard, then you have a center, a strong guard, an inside tackle, or an outside tackle. So they can line up in different ways out of single wing formation, and the center has a lot on his hands because he can snap it in different angles to different running backs. So second down and five, Plenty able to pick up five, 17 carries, 72 yards for the senior quarterback for Centralia. He gets it again, keeps it running right, met by Johnson. Oh, and then somebody hit Plenty big time. I don't know if that was Will Cook that laid the wood to Flinty, but it appears Centralia fell on the loose football. Well, that was a big hit. I think it was Cook. Connor Bush was there, too. And after all that, Flinty might have fallen on top of his own fumble at the 44. A gain of five. And it's third and short. They're going to say a first down? Oh, I don't know about that. Looking at the chains, that does not look like a first down. I could be off. I'm getting older with my eyesight. They're saying it's first down. Rossville's saying it's not. And I have to agree with the Bulldogs here. I'm just being objective, looking with my own eyes. I think you have to measure it. I mean, you can't just say that's a first down. You got to at least measure if you're not sure. And I don't know how you can be positive looking at it right now that that's a first down. We're close to being right on the line of scrimmage. It could be by the nose of the football, but it's so close that, to me, you're obligated to bring the chains out. You can't just automatically move them here because it's too close. Coach Hamas is wanting an explanation from the far sideline. Nobody's moved the chains yet. In fact, I think the chain gang is sitting here going, we don't think it's a first down either. We shall see. The referee said first down, and they're going to give him a first down. If they have it, it's by the nose of football. I cannot believe that they're not going to measure for a first. So instead of third and short, it's first and 10, and Coach Hamas has his arms on his hips. You can imagine he's not very pleased with that decision. And as I said, it could be the right call. I just don't know why we don't take the time to at least measure for it.
6:09 on the clock.
So they're going to reset the clock. It wound down to 5:52. They're going to put 17 seconds back on. That's very important for Rossville, of course. 14-9 Centralia with the lead. They led 6-0. It was 6-3. Went up 14-3 before halftime. And then Rossville a touchdown here in the fourth quarter. And it is 14-9. Now the clock winds. 6 minutes to go. Rossville used one timeout to set up a two-point conversion. That failed. That's why they're down to 5 instead of 3. Set to snap it is Tyron Talley. Here is Flinty running up the middle. Ball control, possession for Centralia. And Flinty's able to pick up 3 from the 44 to the 47. As Jordan Johnson will cook in on stop. Brock Bush also there. So second down and 7 for Centralia. The Panthers have all 3 timeouts remaining. Rossville has 2. And Rossville in a much better situation than they were last week when they trailed by 17 with 5.5 to play. Now 5.5 to play in this game, they're down just 5. Second down and 7 at the 47.5. Aldifer keeps it on the direct snap, running left, and not much there. Gain of a yard, and that is all, as Brock Bush going down the line of scrimmage, good pursuit, and able to trip him up. Aldifer, 9 carries, 45 yards tonight. He still needs another 11 to hit 1,000 for the year. Timeout Rossville, 3rd and 6 coming up for Centralia, 4:52 to play. Panthers by 5, back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Things getting interesting in Class 2A. Nemaw Central leads Council Grove 14-6 in the fourth quarter. Beloit was up 10 in a span of 3 minutes. They're now down 4. Southeast Saline with 2 touchdowns in 3 minutes. Early in the fourth, Southeast Saline leading Beloit 28-24. Now Nemaw Central up 21-6 on Council Grove. Axtell getting pushed by Frankfurt 24-12 in the third quarter over in Axtell. Axtell's won 50 in a row. Third and 6 for Centralia. Rossville down to 1 timeout. Flinty keeps it after he fakes right, keeps it, goes left, and Flinty breaks free. He's at the far sideline, the 40, the 30, the 20. It's a foot race, and Horrock saves a touchdown near the 5. The Panthers with a third down and 6. And now they're in business, first down and goal, and Connor Bush is back. Hurt grabbing his right leg at the 43, their leading tackler. 46-yard run for Jacob Flinty. First down and goal at the 2. And they'll tend to Connor Bush, who is part of the heart and soul of that defense, a junior, 110 tackles, a couple of interceptions, 14 last week at Jackson Heights. He has 9 tackles for loss. He's a stud, and he limps off the field to the far side. Well, Rossville had a first and goal at the 3 and did not score any points on their first possession of the night. They need that to happen here to Centralia. Centralia in business, first and goal at the 2. 4:40, clock winding. Panthers leading by 5, trying to go up by 2 scores again. Rossville down to just 1 timeout. From the far hash mark, out of that vaunted single wing attack, Flinty, no surprise, keeps it right, takes a big hit from Brock Bush. And Flinty, maybe, let's see where they're going to mark it. Looks like he didn't gain anything, so second down and goal. Boy, Brock Bush has had a couple of big-time sticks. Yeah, the ball looks like it's resting closer to the 2 than it is at the 1. Scoreboard put the 1, but it might be closer to the 2. So second down and goal from the 2. Centralia had a defensive stand earlier. Let's see if Rossville can come up with one of their own. Under 4 minutes to play, Centralia 14, Rossville 9, 1A state semifinals. Panthers trying to go up 2 scores. To my right, Flinty keeps it, dives. Is he in? Yes, he is! Flinty with a 2-yard run angling right, and the Panthers lead 20-9 with 3:38 to play. And the cheerleaders start throwing some footballs to the Centralia faithful below us here at the press box on the home field side. 2-yard run for Flinty. 46-yarder by Jacob Flinty set up the touchdown on a 3rd and 6. And we'll see if that is the final straw. Rolling right, Plenty, 2-point conversion, making the catch in the end zone is Aldifer. Little play action. Rosso was fooled. And it is caught for the 2-point try. 22-9 Centralia, 3:38 to go, 4th quarter. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9, the Pulse.
Locally owned and operated for 25 years, Miller Motors in Rossville is proud to support area communities. Miller Motors offers the finest in used vehicles and has a terrific service department. It's your next vehicle at Miller Motors, 215 West Highway 24 in Rossville.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
22-9 in favor of Centralia, the Panthers trying to go to the 1A state title game for the first time since 2019 when they won it all over Smith Center 18-14, finished 12-1 that year. Their only loss was to Rossville. Rossville has won 8 in a row against Centralia. Last win for Centralia over the Bulldogs, you gotta go all the way back to 2010. Third time they met in the playoffs, Centralia won in 2000, Rossville won in 2014 en route to a state title. Haverkamp to kick it off from the 40 from left to right. Short pooch kick near side taken by Makai Jackson at the 29. Now hesitates, slows down, and it is dropped. He wanted to set up his blockers and run a bomb with the tackle as you have to clip him low around the ankles. Centralia has been very solid in special teams with their coverage tonight. And Rossville takes over at their own 25-yard line. Trailing by 13 with 3:31 to play and have just 1 timeout. Can they pull another rabbit out of their hat? Last week they were down 17 with 5.5 to go, came back to win. Now they're down 13 on the road with 3:31 to play. Bunch receivers to the right, that's a trio. To the right is a throw by Horak, is to Donovan near the sticks, close to a first down. And outstanding tight coverage again, this time it's applied by Grady Becker. Also over there was Runabomb. And let's see if they give him enough for the first down. I think they're going to say he's short. So it's a 9-yard pass to Donovan as Rossville has to go quickly. Second down and 1 for the Bulldogs from the far hash. Flanked left is Badura. Connor Bush now comes over to the left slot. Wingback left is Andre Johnson. To the far side is Katrin. Horak, empty backfield, has the snap. Surveys, three-man rush. Now he runs out of time, and he is dropped. Sacked, making the tackle for a loss is Aiden Talley, the junior with the sack, his second of the year. And now it's third and three. Horak did a good job not to lose too much on that one. First sack of the night for the Centralia defense. And Rossville, did they burn their final timeout? Clock is stopped with 3:04 to play. And he was tackled inbounds, clearly, in the middle of the field. Did they call a timeout? Apparently not. The official just stopped play. Now they wind the clock. 3 minutes to go. Third down and three facing the Rossville offense. They're down 22-9. Rossville this year, their lowest offensive output was 19 against St. Mary's. Stuck on single digits right now. Just one touchdown tonight and a field goal. Horak. Back to throw. Looks deep. Over the middle. Has Donovan open and he drops it. Donovan had to lunge a little bit, extend. He didn't have to dive, but he had to kind of speed up and stretch his whole body to make that catch on the run at the Centralia 30, and he bobbled it up to where you thought he might be able to control it, and if he did, it would have been a touchdown of 68 yards. Instead, the ball is not caught. It hits the turf. So great chance there for Rossville. They've had a few opportunities tonight, just haven't been able to cash. Fourth down and three for Rossville. They have to get this. Twins right, two receivers left. Horak rolls right on a fourth and three. Horak running out of time. He throws incomplete, trying to get Andre Johnson. Coverage by Haverkamp along with Heidemann, and that should wrap it up. Notice I said should. After what you saw last week when I said it could be the final nail in the coffin when Jackson Knight scored, and it wasn't. That could be the final nail in the coffin for Rossville. Could be, but I'm not going to say it is for sure. 2 minutes and 32 seconds to go. Turnover on downs. Horak just was running out of time, rolling his right. Instead of taking a sack, he wisely at least threw it, trying to make a pass and or make a completion, and it was short of the intended target. He was under duress the whole time, rolling to his right. Centralia takes over at the Rossville 32. First down and 10. Panthers, you just want to hold on to the football as Flinty angles right, gains a yard, and that is all. Flinty 23 totes for 128 yards and two touchdown runs, now 19 on the season. Rossville burns their final timeout. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back to the action. Jacob Flinty keeps it running right, and he is dropped there. Brock Bush in on the tackle. A gain of two, maybe three for Flinty. Centralia, knowing Rossville's out of timeouts, will just go ahead and run the football and drain the clock. There's 2 minutes to go. Centralia scored to take a 6-0 lead on their second drive of the night. Nine plays, 8 yards. Quentin Alder for a 7-yard run. Two-point conversion failed. Rossville kicked a field goal to cut it to 6-3, a minute 40 to go over halftime. But then Centralia, big drive before half. Four plays, 53 yards, 31-yard pass to Ben Haverkamp from Flinty, and then Flinty ran in from 13 yards. Pass to Haverkamp, two-point conversion, made it 14-3 shortly before halftime. And then Rossville scored to make it 14-9. Centralia last possession, a touchdown, and a two-point to go up 13. Timeout Panthers back in 30 seconds. Centralia leading 22-9, back in 30 on 96.9 The Pulse.
As harvest progresses and comes to a close, Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca wishes everyone a happy Thanksgiving. They hope your year has been full of abundant blessings. As you gather with family in thankful celebration, please remember to thank the farmers that grow all the bounty you enjoy. Happy Thanksgiving from Beth Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Rossville was able to cut it to 5, 14-9 with 7:15 to go on a 61-yard pass from Tayson Horrock to his cousin Jack Donovan. But Centralia came back on a 3rd and 6, a 46-yard run down to the 2 by Jacob Flinty. He punched it in quickly after that, and that gave Centralia the 2-score advantage again. Now Flinty running left, first down would finish it, and he tripped up there. I think it was Horgan defensively with the tackle down to the 24. And so now Centralia with a 4th down and 2. And as they convert this, they can go into victory formation. And Coach Holthouse will go ahead and milk that clock until the back judge goes 5. He'll count down to 1, and then he'll call a timeout. So Centralia will move on, it appears, and they will take on Conway Springs, who blew out Valley Heights tonight, 55-22. Centralia, Conway Springs defending 1A state champ. Timeout Centralia, 55 seconds to go, back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Wade Gershner with you from John Riggins Field here in Centralia. Panthers have led the entire night. 22-9. Centralia with the advantage. 55 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 4th down and 2 for Centralia. At the Rossville 24, moving to my right. Reineke in motion. Flinty keeps it. Has a first down. And that will do it. Connor Bush back in after being banged up, makes the tackle, and fittingly so. Leading tackle on the team, and Centralia starts to celebrate, and rightfully so.
First and 10.
Flinty with a gain of 4 on 4th down and 2. He has been the workhorse, no surprise there. 27 carries last week in the win over Colgan, 26 carries tonight. And Centralia now can just milk the clock again, and Roger Holthouse will call a timeout. 22-9. Centralia just needs one more kneel down, and this one will be over. Coach Holthouse saying, hey, let's focus. 39.7 to go. Centralia bringing their final timeout. We'll keep it here. Stay tuned to our post-game show. We'll go through all the numbers and recap this one. Also, we'll give you scores from around the state of Kansas. Roger Holthouse will join us on our scoreboard show on 103.9 KMZA and 92.1 KMZA later this evening, as long as he doesn't forget to join us for that. And Rossville, what a year for them. Started your 0-3, three really tough games. Couldn't close out those three close games, but then found a way to close out last week. Won 8 in a row coming in. But Centralia's this has been too much to handle tonight. The snap, the knee, the victory formation for Centralia, and the Centralia Panthers are one win away from their 5th state championship, and they go back to the state finals for the first time since 2019. Hard-fought win tonight for Centralia. Last week was a big night for both these schools, obviously. Rossville to come back to beat Jackson Heights, but Centralia had to drive a 4-hour bus ride to Pittsburgh. They waxed Colgan, who had been a nemesis for them many years in the playoffs. And then on the bus ride back, they were watching our video stream, the Cobra Channel. They were watching that video. They were watching the stream. They were listening. And they thought they were going to have to go to Jackson Heights. And then Roswell came back and won. And suddenly Centralia not only won at Colgan, but they won again on the bus ride home because they knew they'd get to host and not have to make a road trip tonight in the semis. And they took full advantage of having the home field advantage. And they win it 22-9. Centralia has won 10 in a row. They improved to 11-1, and Roswell ends their season at 8-4. And that is the final time that the 10 seniors will be suited up for Roswell. Their football careers come to an end. And we want to congratulate them on their 4 years in high school. We wish them best luck in the future. Cameron Badura, Taysen Horak, Makai Jackson, Hayden Salmon, Brock Bush, Seth Catron, Jared Cunningham, Will Cook, Jordan Johnson, and Leo Worley. Those are 10 seniors on this roster for the Roswell Bulldogs. And their season ends in the sub-state finals, the state semifinals here in Class 1A, their first year in 1A, and they fall in the semis to Centralia. Panthers, a well-earned victory tonight, 22-9 here at John Riggins Field. Stay tuned, our post-game show to come after this two-and-a-half-minute timeout. This is high school football, 96.9 The Pulse.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between two televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
Grounded Coffee House has been serving the Roswell community for the past 17 years. Start your game day the grounded way. Enjoy hot or iced lattes, frappes, including peanut butter and chocolate, and Lotus energy drinks. Make sure to try the fan favorite Bulldog Bite or kick off Christmas season with a peppermint mocha. Grounded Coffee House in downtown Roswell.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Roswell and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
Do you wonder which cattle mineral to use each year? With so many on the market, it can be daunting to choose the perfect mineral that checks all the boxes for your herd's unique needs. At Countryside Feed, they're here to help simplify that process. Their nutrition professionals are happy to work with producers to create a mineral program custom to their herd. Visit their website, countrysidefeed.com, to learn more about their products, their team, and their current mineral promotions. Countryside Feed.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Oh, Wade Gershner back with you here for our post-game show as the Centralia Panthers are headed to the 1A State Championship next Saturday in Hutchison. If I remember correctly, I think that is either a 5 or 6 o'clock kickoff next Saturday. They'll take on Conway Springs. And you look at the juggernauts that you have up here in the northeast part of the state of Kansas. Certainly, Centralia's won 4 state titles since 2009. Meanwhile, Central's won 2 straight titles looking for a three-peat. And they won tonight over Council Grove 21-6. So it's a good night for the Glassick family. Michael Glassick, head coach of Nemaw Central. They're going to state championship, trying for the three-peat. Tyler Glassick, Michael's brother, assistant coach for Centralia. They're going to the 1A state title game as they win tonight over Roswell 22-9. Their dad, Larry Glassick, and mom, Janelle, they're here supporting Centralia initially for the first half, and I think their plan was to go to Nemaw Central and Seneca for the second half, so it bounced around. And so now they got two state title games to attend, but the good news is they're both in Hutchinson. Nemaw Central will be on Friday. Centralia will be on Saturday. And also, not to be outdone, Katie Glatzik led the Royal Valley volleyball team to the state tournament in Hutchinson just a few weeks ago in Class 3A. So the Glatziks know how to get to Hutchinson. There's no doubt about that. And Roger Holthaus, the head coach in his third year, taking over for Larry Glatzik when he stepped down and retired. And he's been a part of those state titles as a coach, as an assistant. And now he's one win away from getting a state title as a head coach. And he'll brush it off. He'll be like, yeah, you know, they win in spite of me or something like that. But don't fool yourself. Coach Holthaus, he's done a wonderful job, he and his staff. And Derek Hamas and Rossville, their staff, have done a wonderful job as well. When you start the year 0-3, they hung in there. Three close losses to good competition. And then, of course, a game that you'll never forget, especially if you're a Rossville fan, you'll never, ever forget, is coming down from 17 and scoring 21 in the span of a couple of minutes and winning on the road at Jackson Heights last week. Just an insane comeback. So despite the loss tonight, you can never take that away from what the Bulldogs accomplished this season. And their run comes to an end here tonight on the road against Centralia. Let's go through the scoring summary for you, and then we'll go through the stats and more in a little bit as well. We'll take one more break to let MJ know that. We'll take one more break before we wrap it up here from John Riggins Field. But Centralia got the ball first, and they went three and out. They punted out a fourth and one. And they tried to draw Rossville off sides and elected to take a delay. A game penalty punted the ball away. Rossville took over. First drive of the night for the Bulldogs at their own 29. Had a third and 15. And Tayson Horak, like Harry Houdini, working some magic, got away from a strong pass rush by Centralia, stepped up and threw on the run and hit a wide open Kai Jackson for 24 yards, converted a third and 15. Eventually, Rossville would go all the way down, have a first and goal at the three, had a second goal from the two, a third and a goal from the one, but then had a false start. Had a false start, and that moved them back to the six. And then the six-yard line, they moved back and ended up kicking a field goal after an incomplete pass. The field goal was no good, and Centralia avoided and dodged that bullet, and it was no score after the first drive of both teams. Centralia then, the ensuing drive, starting at their 20, go 9 plays, 80 yards, and they score with 11:06 to go second quarter. It was Quentin Alder for a 7-yard touchdown run, 2-point conversion failed, 6-0 Panthers. And then Rossville was able to score with 1:40 to go before halftime, went on an 11-play, 48-yard drive, converted a 4th and 1, but had to settle. Drive stalled at the Centralia 8. Vincent Daniel with a 25-yard field goal to give Centralia the deficit was then 6-3. And so Centralia led 6-3, but Rossville had two chances, once at the one at one point, and then all the way down to the Centralia 8, and came away with a total of 3 points. So the missed opportunities in the red zone for Rossville in that first half. And to make things worse, Centralia got the ball back, had a good kick return by Quentin Oliver to the 47, and Centralia scores in a span of a minute and eight with 25 seconds to go for intermission. 4-play, 53-yard drive. A 31-yard pass on a third and one from Flinty to Ben Haverkamp, who made a great adjustment on the ball. Caught it, fell down at 13. Flinty next play ran it in from 13 yards out. Haverkamp, the 2-point conversion catch. And it was 13. That was a 13-yard run by Flinty. Made it 14-3 Centralia going in to the locker room at halftime. Third quarter, a lot of defense and also a few turnovers. Rossville fumbled on their first two possessions of the third quarter, but Centralia did not capitalize, did not get any points off of that. In fact, after Ben Haverkamp recovered a fumble by Rossville, the very next play, Jacob Plenty's pass was picked off by Tayson Horak. Eventually, we got into the fourth quarter, and Rossville finally able to strike. 7-play, 86-yard drive, and they converted a 4th and 6 on a beautiful catch by Badura against tight coverage for 10 yards, kept the drive alive to the 39. Horak with a great pass. And then the very next play, a 61-yard fly pattern by Donovan on the far sideline, and Horak let him perfectly laid it right into the breadbasket. Donovan, his cousin, makes the catch and ran at the final 30 for the touchdown. And then the two-point conversion pass was deflected at the last moment by Dagan Runnebaum, or that would have been a 14-11 game. It was intended for Donovan. So 7:15 to go. Centralia's lead was cut to 5, 14-9, and perhaps Rossville is going to work some more magic in the fourth quarter for back-to-back weeks of the playoffs. But then Centralia, they had a 3rd and 6 at the Rossville 48, and this was really the play of the game. Jacob Flinney broke free for 46 yards all the way down to the 2, and then ran it in from 2 yards out with 3:38 to play in the fourth, gave Centralia a two-score lead again at 22-9, and that gave them the margin they needed to win it and move on to the state finals next Saturday in Hutchinson. Your final 22-9 in favor of Centralia. They're now 11-1. Rossville ends their season at 8-4. We're going to go ahead and take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we will go through the individual team stats, and then we will we'll line up Roger Holthaus for either our scoreboard show or maybe a combination of post-game scoreboard. We'll figure it all out when we return here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
At Skill Saws Hardwood Flooring, we've been in business for over 24 years. On the back of one man's dream, Chris Schaefer had a quite simple vision to rise above each and every residential and commercial wood flooring business operating in Northeast Kansas. Today, the staff at Skilled Saws Hardwood Flooring has over 80 years of combined experience and a genuine passion for what we do that money alone cannot buy. Specializing in an array of popular flooring types, learn more at SkilledSaws.com or call 785-249-5084. Remember the name, Skilled Saws Hardwood Flooring with Chris Schaefer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And Wade Gershner back with you here from John Riggins Field as the Centralia Panthers move on to the state finals with a 22-9 win over Rossville. And let's go through the numbers, and then Roger Holthaus will join us to talk about the win. And the numbers here tonight, let's start with Rossville. Connor Bush, 10 carries, 31 yards. Tayson Horak, 19 for 73. Horak throwing the football 16-26 for 203 and the one touchdown of 61 yards at Donovan. Jack Donovan with six catches for 93 yards tonight. Cameron Badura, 2 for 26. Connor Bush, 1 for 6. Cameron Miller, 2 for 15. Makai Jackson, 3 for 56. Brock Bush, the offensive lineman, a deflected pass he caught and ran for 5 yards. And Seth Catron had a catch for 2 yards. Catron also had a carry for no yards in this ball game. Centralia, Jacob Flinney, unofficially 26 carries, 142 yards, 2 touchdown runs. Dagan Runnebaum, 2 for 15. Quentin Aldifer, 9 for 45 and a touch. And Plenty throwing the ball was 2 of 3 for 55 yards. And also, he had the interception they threw that was picked off by Tayson Horak. Let's go to the team numbers. Rossville had 56 plays from scrimmage, unofficially Centralia 40. Total rushing yards, Centralia 202 on 37 carries. Rossville 30 carries for 104. Passing yardage, Rossville 203, Centralia 55. Total yardage, Rossville 307, Centralia 257. But time of possession, I think, was, I don't know about time of possession officially on this game, but Centralia, of course, forcing those two fumbles for Rossville. Even though Centralia didn't score points off of those, it did stop drives. And Centralia had the turnover on the pick that stopped the drive as well. And then penalties, not too many tonight. 4 for 25 for Centralia. Rossville 3 for 15, although a costly one when they're at third and goal at the 1 early in this game. And Centralia ends up winning it by a final of 22-9 to punch their ticket to the state championship next Saturday, where they'll take on Conway Springs, who took care of Valley Heights. Roger Holthaus is with me now to talk about this one. And, well, I tell you, you know, this is one of those games where you told me beforehand we need to shorten the game. They've got speed. That concerned you. And it was a dogfight, and I think that's what you guys expected, right?
Yeah, definitely. We expected a dogfight. But our defense was great tonight, Wade.
you can hold Rossville to 9 points, that's a great night, because they're a good offensive football team. So hats off to Coach Thompson, Coach Classic, Coach Pecker, Coach Avery. They do a great job on the defense side of the ball. This great.
Well, Rossville came in averaging 40 a game, and their lowest output was 19 in week 2 of St. Mary's. As you mentioned, you hold them to 9, and you give up just a long touchdown pass there in the fourth quarter. But let's go back to 2 possessions that they had. They were able to get all the way down first and goal at the 3, eventually third and goal at the 1. The false start was big. You get the stop on the pass. They missed the field goal. And then they're able to march it down later, down to your 8, but you get another stop and you hold them to a field goal. I mean, when a team usually of that stature gets inside your 10 or 5, I think every day of the week you would say, yeah, I'll take giving up just 3.
Well, you're exactly right. And that's how resilient this bunch has been all year, though. They're just resilient. I got a great bunch of seniors. They play so stinking hard every night. And they just, you know, we bent a couple times. We didn't fold, and they just kept playing hard and kept playing and kept playing and kept playing. And that's who they are, and that's who they've been all year, actually.
You know, Horak is a threat to run. He's a threat to throw the football. And there's a couple times he made some outstanding plays where you got a ton of pressure on him. But for the most part tonight, he didn't have the big play. You held him in check for the most part.
Yes, I thought we did a great job. Defense did a great. They won the game. You know, offense, we sputtered at times. But when we needed a big play, when they cut it to 4 there, about midway through the fourth, and the Flinney kid, I can't say enough about him. He's a stud, man. He carried it 27 times, and he runs so stinking hard. And I told him in the fourth, the ball's not out of your hands, Chief. It's staying in yours. We're going to win it or lose it with you. And he hit that big first down to seal the game. So I'm just proud of all the kids, the coaches. That's a great sight, looking at the community on the football field. This is awesome.
Well, last Friday was a double win for you. You go to Pittsburgh, you beat Colgan 46-14. On the bus ride back, you find out Rossville rallies so that you could host this game. How important was that for you guys to get this game at home tonight?
Now, as an AD, I really want to go on the road. But as a coach, you got to love it. It is special here. You get your backyard, and you're not going to Rossville playing on turf, and or Jackson's playing at their place. So this was huge, getting here and in front of our crowd. We had a great crowd tonight. They support us when we're doing stuff like this. So I'm just right now, I'm just kind of in shock right now.
Yeah. No, you're 1 win away from a state title. We'll talk about that more here in a moment. Rossville has got a rich tradition. We talked about it, 5 titles since 14, dropped a 1A this year, and I'm sure you reiterated your team many, many times tonight, whether you're up 14-3 as you were at halftime, you're up 22-9 there with about 4.5 to play when you got that second, got the 2-score lead. Rossville, you just can't let up, can you?
No.
Based on, especially after what you saw last week.
I seen them coming home from Colgan, dude. They scored 21 points in like 6 minutes, and I told our coach, I don't know if we can score 21 points with nobody on the field in 6 minutes. So, the Horak kids, special kid, and they got some special skill kids. So I knew it was going to be a dogfight, and and our defense played well from the start to the finish. They played great.
Well, they did, and you take on, you know, Rossville, and you have had some battles over the years, and they had won 8 in a row against you.
Yep.
So they say every streak must come to an end. Rossville, of course, didn't want to see that happen tonight, but you're able to finally knock them off. But it was only the 3rd meeting in the playoffs.
Yes, thank God.
It's tiring to beat a good team, isn't
it? We played them like 10 years in a row in the regular season, and, you know, I think 5 of those they won state titles.
Yeah.
We just tired of seeing a Horak, I know that. But again, I just this group of kids, this group of seniors, so special. They're so resilient. From way back in February, we're in the weight room, and they said, and they wanted everybody. They went and got kids out of the gym, said, you get your butt in here. We're lifting because we want to be special next year, and that's what this group's done.
Well, you have 4 state titles to your credit. Of course, you were on the staff all those years. But what's it mean for you personally to be, you know, the head coach now? You're the head coach of a team going to the state title.
Well, that's special. Anytime you get a head coach going to a state title, I'm blessed. But I'm blessed because I got great coaches around me. My coaching staff's amazing, and they work so hard. They watch more film than I do. Tyler Classic, I think he watches film when he's at work. I watch so much film that it's crazy. But they're prepared. Makes my job a lot easier. And And the thing of it is, Wade, that all my whole coaching staff graduated here from Centralia. Every one of us played in the state title game when we were seniors, and two of them won it. Tyler Glassick and Corbin Becker both won it. So that makes it special, and those kids are from here, and they got that buy-in from the community, and they just work so hard.
I was talking about the Glassick family. They know how to get to Hutchison.
Okay.
And so now they're going to have Michael and Emaw Central in the 2A title game Friday, and then Tyler and you guys in the 1A title game against Conway Springs. And, of course, Katie went to state with the volleyball team at Royal Valley.
Yeah.
That's a pretty decent year for the Glassick
family. Yeah, it's a real great year. And Larry says he's a great family, too. Great friends with Larry and Janelle and all those kids. Great. Those kids kind of grew up kind of adopting the phone at times when he was growing up. But a special family. You know, Larry's down. I need something. I can always go. I called him one Sunday. He said, dude, I want to run this play. I forgot how you ran it. And we sat there about 2 hours. And he showed me, hey, this is what we did. So he's there to help me all the time. And Janelle's such a great person. And I'm so happy. I'm happy for Mike because he works his tail off. And he's done a great job at NC.
Yeah, he's one who went away from a three-peat there at Nemaha Central. Okay, so let's look ahead. Conway Springs destroyed Valley Heights tonight, 55-22, I think it was the final. They're the defending 1A state champs. You guys have been there before trying to repeat. It's not easy when there's a target on your back, and Conway is back there. And, of course, they won a lot of titles. Talk about rich history with you guys and with Rossville, but Conway Springs has a ton of state titles as well. What's it going to take for you to get that one more win to get a state title knockout the defending champs?
I think it's, you know, again, it starts with the defense, and then we got to be a lot better offensively than what it was tonight. But you can credit Rossville. They did a good job defensively. You know, I think Wade tonight will enjoy this one tonight, enjoy it tomorrow and then Sunday. Coaches will meet at 9:30, and we'll go back to work and see what we can do. You know, Conway is great. I know their coach. I talked to him at a couple of coaches' meetings over the winter, and talking about the single wing. So he's a great guy. They got a great coaching staff. It should be a fun week and a fun Saturday night.
Well, it certainly should be. And there's a lot to digest here the last few weeks. But you were telling me earlier in the pregame interview that you felt like your team was playing its best football of the year. And this certainly was, you could certainly argue that this was their toughest test since week two. Let's go back to that game real quick.
No.
Mid-Buchanan, Missouri. I know you don't want to because you got your butt kicked.
Yeah, we did.
But I remember back in the day when I used to work up this way, and when Coach Glassick was in charge of the program, Coach Bainham as well, that they talked about it. And Rossville certainly saw the benefits of playing tough competition early in the year, even though they're 0-3. And how many times did you guys play Silver Lake or Rossville early in the year, and you might lose, but you knew where you stood and what you needed to work on instead of just cruising through the season? How important was that for you to get your butts kicked in week two and kind of set the stage for this season?
It was great. And I told the Buchanan coach, so, dude, your team, we're going to see that. We're going to see that probably somewhere like Rossville or, you know, Colgan, maybe a little bit of an OP. I know we got kids. And I told the kids after the game, I said, listen, you know, you can look at it this way, gentlemen, that you either we can either learn from this and get better, or we can go the other way and we don't learn from it, and then it's a bad loss. If we learn some from it, it's a great loss. It's not a great loss because you lose, but it's a good loss, and we learn some from it. And we did learn some from it because if we don't play that game, we're probably going to beat Opie because Opie's got a good football team. We don't beat Colgan down there, and definitely want to win the 9. So playing competition like that early, even though you have a loss on your record, helps you down the road. I believe, anyway, somewhere down the road it's going to help you, and it did these last three games.
No question. You're now 11-1, and you haven't lost since that game to Mid-Buchanan, who's still alive in the state quarterfinals in Class 2A in Missouri, and they're undefeated at 12-0, so not a big-time horrible loss when you play to a team of that caliber. And you know, tonight, offensively, you didn't score as many as you've been doing recently, over 40 the last few games, but you talked about your defense. But I want you to talk about your quarterback a little bit. You mentioned Jacob earlier, but there's a kid that tore his ACL, fought through it, came back a few weeks later, a year ago, busted his butt to get back to where he could be healthy and ready to go for you this year. Obviously, you need an O-line, and it's been solid, the single wing, and everything that goes with it. But talk about the toughness of that young man, and certainly he's a leader on your team.
He's tough, man. He's tough. You know, he tore his ACL week 5 last year, and we was actually playing pretty well at the time. And I remember talking to him, and he was devastated, crying, and I was crying with him. And And then he said, I'm going to come back this year. This is last year. I'm coming back to finish the season out. And lo and behold, he did come back, and he finished the season out. Now, he wasn't as 100%, but he finished out. A tough kid, just a tough kid. And he's one of those leaders in the weight room. So get your butt in here. We're lifting, and we're going to do our job. Everybody's going to do their job. And it's been that way this whole fall, this whole football season with him, and the other six seniors as well, Wade.
Well, it was impressive, and it was a grinded-out game. Two outstanding, traditional-rich programs, Rossville and Centralia. If you're just tuning in, Centralia wins it 22-9 to move to 11-1, and they go on to the 1A state finals next Saturday against Conway Springs, and Rossville ends their season at 8-4. I think the guys' scoreboard show, they're running long. Axtell Frankfort games last a long time. They wanted me to have you on for the scoreboard show. I'm like, dude, we're not going to sit in the press box for an hour.
I got things to do
We got things to do. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to let you go, but thank you and congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Wade. And this in the 92-1 you guys cover, and this means a lot to our fans because a lot of fans don't come here. They listen to the radio station. So thank you for taking your time and coming in here and so everybody in the community can hear the game. So I really appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, and good luck at Hutch.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Roger Holthouse, head coach of Centralia Panthers, as they are one win away from their fifth state championship in school history as they win tonight over Rossville by a final score of 22-9. Thanks again, Roger. Sounds good. Yep. We'll let you go. So let's thank our sponsors tonight before we get out here at John Riggins Field at Centralia. And we'll give you some scores as well real quick here for you that are interested on 96.9 The Pulse. Check out the scoreboard show on our sister stations, 103.9 KMZA, 92.1 KMZA, with Jake and Boz. But big thanks to Blue Valley Technologies, Countryside Feed, Farmers Union Insurance, Jerry Nolte, Agent Elmer's Repair, Blue Valley Trailers, Cook & Company, Farm Bureau Financial, Kirk Peterson, Honeyman Ford, First Heritage Bank, Midwest Crop Insurance, Heinen Agri Enterprises, Bob Schwartz Financial. Big thank you to Oakley Place, Scooters Lawn and Leisure, Integrity Insurance, Nextech, Community Healthcare System, Grounded Coffee, Bacady Companies, Tyner Insurance, Denali Home Design, Horak Legacy Group, Miller Motors, Grounded on the Go, Rossville Truck and Tractor, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker, American Home, Stock Grover State Bank, and Doug's Pharmacy. You heard them throughout the broadcast tonight on 96.9 The Pulse, and you have a chance to thank all those sponsors for making this live broadcast of high school football on the radio possible. As tonight, Rossville, their season comes to an end, as we talked about, the three losses early in the year to really outstanding programs and teams, and of course, Nemaw Central going for a three-peat in 2A, no shame in losing, and only losing by three in Seneca early in the year, and that was a game for Rossville where they found their identity, according to Coach Derek Hamas, and their season turned around after how they played in the second half against Nemaw Central, down 24-0, came back, nearly won. That certainly helped them come playoff time, and then Rossville in the playoffs, they were able to take care of Waubunsee 47-13, shut out McLeod 42-0. The insane comeback last week, down 17 with 5.5 minutes to play, recovering not one but two onside kicks, and took a 42-38 lead in the span of a couple of minutes, go on to win that, and then was able to move on to the state semis here tonight at Centralia. But the Panthers tonight, just a team that was just the better team tonight. And it's one of those things, you know, you get the playoffs and you look, and if you're Rossville, you say to yourself, you know, what if we would have punched it in our first score? What would have happened if we could have converted the second time in the red zone? And Centralia could sit and say, what if we would have capitalized on a couple of fumbles in the second half and scored some points to where it wouldn't have been as tight later in the game? But Rossville has so much to be proud of because of the 0-3 start. Some teams would have hung their heads. But when you have great leadership, whether it's the coaching staff or your seniors or even juniors on your team, that says a lot. And I always say a team is reflective of their coaching staff. And I think that says a lot about the coaching staff of Rossville and their leaders, those young men on the field and on the sideline, making sure that things don't, you know, fall apart when you're 0-3. And certainly it was three really, really good teams. Whether it's really good teams or not, starting your 0-3 is not an ideal situation. It's frustrating, especially when you're so close to winning all three of those games. And for Rossville to right the ship, take care of business, win 8 in a row, not hang their heads, and you know, they could have easily folded the tent last week on numerous occasions at Jackson Heights, did not, came back, scored every time they had to give themselves the opportunity to move on to the state semifinals here in Centralia. But unfortunately for the Bulldogs, they weren't able to
muster enough points on the scoreboard. Their defense kept them in it. Their offense had a tough time, just the 9 points, but you have to give a lot of credit to the opposition. Centralia's defense, as Roger Holthaus said, he was really proud of them for what they were able to accomplish tonight. So it's very possible. Now, Roswell's 1A with Centralia, that you could see a rematch of these two teams again in the playoffs next year and for years to come. Who knows how the classification cycle will go. Teams sometimes go up and then down every couple of years with the enrollment cycles. But I tell you, Roswell and Centralia, they've had some pretty good battles over the years. And one of the crazy things, too, is 6 of the last 7 meetings between Roswell and Centralia, one of the two schools has won a state title. If Centralia can get it done next week, that would be 7 of the last 8 meetings between Roswell and Centralia produced a state champion. Pretty impressive. So, great programs, great coaching staffs, great kids, great families, great communities, great support, and we thank all of them for a great season here in 2024. We have our courtside guide. Basketball season is around the corner. Pick those up at various locations across northeast Kansas. We've got them over for your Roswell fans. You can pick up your magazines, your free basketball courtside guides. You can pick those up at Doug's Pharmacy in Roswell, and also Roswell Truck and Tractor. And for those from Centralia listening, you can pick yours up at various locations across northeast Kansas as well. Big thank you to MJ running the board for us throughout the year on 96.9 The Pulse. I believe this will be our final broadcast on 96.9 this year, as Centralia and Nemaha Central will be on our sister stations, either 92.1 or 103.9, coming up next weekend. Nemaha Central will play on Friday, and Centralia will play on Saturday. And let's go ahead and see what we can find for scores real quickly, in case you're curious, because I've had a few people text that are probably wanting me to update on that real quick before we sign off. And let's go ahead and let you know, oh my goodness gracious, where I used to work in Beloit, Southeast Sweene scored a touchdown on the final play of the game to beat Beloit, 34-30. We talked about a tough way to lose for Jackson Heights last week. That's a tough way to lose for Beloit. Southeast has had their number, their league rivals, big-time rivals, and Southeast Sweene beat Beloit 34-30 tonight at Kansas Western University in Salina. They scored on the final play of the game, according to my friend Dusty. So, wow. Axtell leading 44-20 over Frankfort. Hayes beat Eisenhower 24-14. Hayes High going to 5A title game. What a run for Hayes. They have 4 losses. Manhattan beat Derby tonight in 6A, 31-21. Let's see, what else we got here? Of course, Centralia won here today, 22-9. Andover Central beat Bueller 41-14. And Victoria wins 66-20. Andover Central, I told you about that one. And earlier tonight, Conway Springs won very easily over Valley Heights, 55-22. If you want all the scores, you can check them out. Listen to Jake and Boz on 103.9 and 92.1. And get that MSC free radio app, your outside or listening area for those stations. You can download free on your phones, and you can pick the station you want to listen to. You can get all the scores on the scoreboard show there on either KNZA or KMZA. So once again, a big thank you to all of our sponsors. As we mentioned earlier, big thank you to you, our listeners, for tuning in. Big thank you to MJ running the board tonight as the Centralia Panthers end Roswell's season. Centralia winning on their home field here tonight, 22-9. Roswell ends the year at 8-4. Centralia 11-1 moves on to the state finals next Saturday in Hutch against the defending 1A state champion Conway Springs. Thanks for tuning in, High School Football 96.9 The Pulse. We look forward to bringing you some basketball action, some game of the week games for us in the area. So we'll let you know all about that coming up into the high school hoops season. So once again, thanks for listening. Centralia wins tonight over Roswell, 22-9. This has been High School Playoff Football on 96.9 The Pulse.
Thanks for listening to coverage of high school football here on 96.9 The Pulse, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Pulse News Beats from Channel 13, Kansas News Leader, airs at 9:45 during your morning commute, midday break, and afternoon drive on 96.9 KOZA.
I just wanna take you away. Yeah.
wearing Cuban links. Yeah. The sign of me. Yeah. Englewood's finest shoes. Woo-woo. Don't look too hard, might hurt yourself.
Known to give the color red, the blue.
Woo-choo. I'm a dangerous man.